Hello, good morning, greetings and salutations. This is Dark, back with another one of these castings of the pod that I have annoyed people with on previous occasions. Now, this morning we're going to be discussing a game that's sort of been a bit of an obsession of mine since last Wednesday, because it's just had some quite major updates, and that is the game King of Dragon Pass for the iPhone, which also makes this my first iOS, or iOS, I should say, rather, game review. Now, King of Dragon Pass is an absolutely fantastic game. It's got elements of roleplay, it's got elements of gamebook, it's very much based on story, and it's one of these that I would actually recommend to everybody. It is, however, a game with something of a learning curve, so that's why I wanted to make this podcast. Now, there has been a podcast about King of Dragon Pass before, a very, very good one done by Michael Fayer on the AppleVis website, and it was actually listening to his podcast on the game that made me want to buy it in the first place. However, he made his podcast a few years ago, and things have slightly changed in the game now, especially in terms of voiceover and access, so some of the issues that he highlights are no longer problems. Also, of course, I have my own ways of doing things, my own ways of navigating the game screens, my own strategies in the game, and I would like to share those with you. So hopefully, even if you've heard Michael Fair's podcast, which I would recommend you go and listen to, you'll find this useful. So, what is King of Dragon Pass about? King of Dragon Pass is a game where you play successive generations in the life of a clan of Orlanthi, who are a people a little bit like the Vikings. They go on raids for cattle, they live in sort of homesteads, they have warriors, they have carls, who are sort of upper-class farmers. They are quite Viking-like in a lot of ways. And they live in a fantasy world with magic, with gods who play a huge part in the world and in the various things that go on, and with a very, very distinct lore and set of myths and legends. And you do need to be quite familiar with those myths and those legends and those gods to engage in the game. You also will definitely find that you need to sort of think in an Orlanthi frame of mind, which I rather like. So, your clan previously lived in a region called Hirtland, named after a legendary king. However, a ruler called the Pharaoh has recently taken over in Hirtland and is generally persecuting people and being a nasty piece of work. So your clan has decided to move to Dragon Pass. Now, Dragon Pass is a land obviously famous for its dragons, because there used to be a huge dragon empire there. However, you find that there aren't actually any dragons, that there is a lot of wild land which is just right for settling. However, you're not the only clan who's moved there, so there's various other Orlanthi clans that you will meet, both friendly and unfriendly. And the goal of the game is firstly to settle and set up your homesteads and farm your lands and raid other clans for cattle and occasionally fight off various threats, but also to eventually form other clans into a tribe. And depending upon the objective you set, you may even go as far as forging the tribes into a kingdom and becoming indeed King of Dragon Pass, or in fact Queen of Dragon Pass, because the Orlanthi are quite egalitarian on gender grounds. Now, how does the game actually work? Well, there's a lot of information in the game and there's a lot of things to do, but principally the game is turn-based. Each turn is a period of time. You play through in the game you will play through various years in your clan's history. Each year is divided into five seasons, and each season you will get two turns. The sea season, fire season, earth season, dark season, and storm season. Then the year ends, or begins, with sacred time, which is a point when your priests and god-talkers, as they're called, perform rituals to strengthen the gods and to keep time moving. And at sacred time, you will get some magic to spend, and we will talk about that in a moment. Now, probably the easiest way, because there's a lot of information in the game, is for me to start the game up and to explain screens and different game elements as we come to them. So I'm going to begin now.
9:30, Tuesday, the 1st
now,
of July.
Incidentally, unlock, when you button, begin unlock, the game as a new clan, landscape, you have a questionnaire to fill in about your clan's history, which is, as indeed Michael Fair said in his podcast, a little bit like an RPG, where you decide on your character's traits. However, the history is doubly important because you decide, as you're deciding on your history of your clan, you are also deciding on the way your clan will behave. If you behave contrary to your history, the spirits of your clan ancestors will get upset with you, and you don't particularly want that from happening. So, for example, one decision in your history is whether your clan keeps thralls, which are slaves, and if your clan sort of does keep thralls, then acquiring thralls later on will make your ancestors happy, and vice versa. Now, I've completed this questionnaire because it is quite extensive and will require quite a lot of explanation prior to starting. In fact, I've just finished it. However, what I will do is at the end of this little introduction, I will actually quit the game and I will go through the questionnaire, and then hopefully with the knowledge of the game you've got from my little playthrough, I will be able to explain the various choices and the sorts of effects they have on your game. So, we've just finished the questionnaire, and we are now on our initial sort of yearly report screen, which you get one of each year, and I will double flick upwards to read it.
Sacred Time 1329. Dark River Clan. Last year, we made the dangerous trek to Dragon Pass, and claimed more land than we needed to grow into. We built a clan hall, some steads, and a temple to Orlanth. But when we left Hitland, we lost much of our connection with the gods. Other clans we knew back in Hitland also sent emigrants to Dragon Pass, so we already have friends and enemies in the new land. It's now time for the annual allocation of our clan magic. Reputation, 50%. Stick picker, king, proceed.
Yes, button. On this screen, a very important thing to take note of is the reputation bar, and this will increase or decrease according to what you do and what your various fellow Orlanthi clans think of you. A lot of it will also sort of track your progress in the game. And since your ultimate end is to form a tribe or to become king, various things won't happen until it is at 100%. So you do need to always keep a watch on that.
King, proceed. Sacred time 1329. Magic, reserve 7. Our gods talkers predict a more or less normal harvest. They heard the sound of contented grunting and said many piglets would be born this year. Crops 1.
Ah, well, that's interesting. Right, we are now on our magic screen. You get what your god talkers, your priest, have foreseen in the omens, which can be various things throughout the year. Sometimes it can be gods telling you to go and do something for a special reward, and you've got to pay attention to those, because the gods will get quite cross if you ignore them. Sometimes, as there, it will be a benefit, sometimes it will be a loss. In fact, quite ironically, that is exactly the same event that Michael Fair got in his podcast. So, obviously, there's a thing about making podcasts and receiving extensive bacon. Now, on this screen, your job is to allocate your clan's magic. And you can allocate it to various areas. You can also save some for later use, but it's actually a good idea to allocate it, and I will explain why.
Cross 2. Button.
The amount of the more points you put in something, the better that particular thing will be. And depending upon various choices throughout the game, you can put more or less points in things. So the first one is crops. Now, we're told we're going to have a good harvest, so I think we're not going to bother with crops.
Mysteries 1. Button. Mysteries 2. Button.
Now, mysteries is what you need when you are sacrificing to the
button
gods to learn their various blessings and their various myths. And that, you actually need to know a lot of those, because blessings are really your answer to doing well in the game. So I'm going to put a point in
mysteries
that.
Diplomacy 1.
Diplomacy is obviously going to help you when you're trying to make friends with other clans or convince them not to get you.
Diplomacy 2. Button.
So we can put up to 3 points in that, but I'm going to put 2.
Diplomacy quests 1. Button.
Quests is for performing hero quests, which are very sort of dangerous missions that members of your clan can go on, where you reenact the deeds of the gods. You need to do several of these in order to complete the game. We're certainly not going to be doing any of those this year.
Quest 2, health 1, button.
Health, obviously, going to help your people be healthy.
Trade 1, button. Trade 2, herds 1, trade
now,
2,
trade
button.
Is very useful. I always find trade very handy, so trade I'm going to put two chip. Points in trade, because trade will get you goods, and obviously the more goods you have, the more you can do with them.
Herds 1, button.
I'm also going to put a herd point into chip. Herds, which will increase my cattle, because cows are very important, as we'll talk about in a moment.
War 1, advice. War 1,
and I'm going to put a point into war, because we don't want to be losing too many battles.
Advice, safe, magic, reserve 0.
And that's all our magic, so we're going to proceed. For this screen, I'm just using your usual left-right flicks.
Crop, diplomacy. Mysteries to diplomacy, what advice? War 1, advice, proceed. Button.
So I've now hit proceed, and now I am on the clan screen, and I'm just going to flick through the clan screen to show you what is on here, because this is the screen that will tell you about your clan and your people and what you're doing, and let you do various things to do with your population.
This is a balanced clan.
It tells us we're a balanced clan. You can be balanced, peace, or war, and you can change this throughout the game depending on how you behave, but I always find balanced quite useful.
Farmers, button. Recruit more farmers.
Oh, incidentally, that's one very important thing. You definitely want to have speak hints on in your voiceover settings, because a lot of quite important information in the game is conveyed through hints, and that's one of them. So we just flicked onto the farmers button, and the hint said we press it if we want to recruit some more farmers.
408 farmers. 3 sick.
But I think that's more than enough farmers.
Reorganize button.
Reorganize, we will talk about in a moment.
304 children.
We have 304 children.
Weapon Thanes, button. 10 Weapon Thanes. Weapon Thanes, button.
Now
recruit or dismiss Weapon Thanes.
That is the button to recruit Weapon Thanes, who are your warriors. They are the people who are going to be doing most of the fighting. And it's always quite important to have plenty of those, because your Weapon Thanes will are 5 times as effective as a normal soldier, also they will be the ones who will be guarding your trade caravans and your diplomatic missions and doing generally all the battling. So it's very, very important to make sure you have as many of those as you can, and we probably will recruit some in a moment, but I will just go through this screen a bit more.
10 Weapon Thane, the clan mood is reserved.
Right, and then we are told about how our clan is feeling. We're reserved. Reserved is okay. It can go down to sort of ugly and gloomy and all sorts of things, and it can go up to splendid and jubilant and happy and lots of other things. But, you know, as long as it's reserved or better, you're all right.
30 nobles.
We'll talk about the nobles in a moment.
The farmers feel resolved.
That's how farmers feel.
12 crafters. 1 sick.
Crafters make you goods, and we'll talk about goods in a bit.
The Weapon Thanes feel resolved.
Our Weapon Thanes are good. Our Weapon Thanes are happy.
Hunters, button.
Hunters.
Adjust the number of hunters.
Yeah, hunters are, well, again, we'll talk about hunters in a moment.
8 hunters.
We have 8 of those.
0 thralls.
And because we are not a thrall-taking or a slave-owning clan, we don't have any thralls.
Feast, button.
We can feast. We do that if we... you can do that if your clan is feeling too dismal. You can also invite your neighbouring clans to a feast, which will help you with relations. But you only really want to be doing that if you've got a lot of food or if your clan are very miserable. And you can give gifts if, for example, if your farmers are particularly upset, you can go and give them gifts, though I don't recommend doing that.
Total population, 772.
Okay, so we've got a reasonable, you know, number of people.
Total sick, 4. Total wounded, 0. Advice, button.
So we're okay.
Toggles advisors.
Now, that is the clan screen, and we will talk a bit more about some of those buttons and options in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about the bottom of the screen, or the options that appear on just about every single screen in the game, because one of the things about this game is it has several controls that are nearly always there. In the bottom right, in the bottom
advice.
Firstly, in the bottom left of the screen, there is the advice button. Because your clan isn't just made up of sort of drones or, you know, people who just gather food. It's made up of quite real people with their own stats and with their own gods that they worship and with their own opinions about what you should be done. And in particular, there is your clan ring, which is your chief and six advisors. And it is your clan ring who will be doing a lot of the important things throughout the game. And on every page in the game, you can hit that advice button and your clan ring will tell you what you should be doing. And we're going to do that in just a moment, but I'm going to first show you the bottom of the screen.
Counts 834.
Because at the bottom of the screen, there are always some very important statistics about your clan. First is your number of cows. Now, cows are sort of like currency. You can trade them, you can barter them, you can sacrifice them to the gods. But you don't want to be using too many cows, because cows are particularly valuable. And if you don't have enough cows, people will think you are poor and stingy. So you really want to be careful about using cows for things. There are points when you have to sacrifice cows, but there are also points when it's better to keep them going. And that was indeed why I put a point of magic into herds earlier on.
Goods, 143.
Goods are, for want of a better word, goods are like freely usable cows. Because goods are what your crafters produce and what your trade market produces, which we will talk about later. The exchange rate is one good equals one cow. So all of the times that you can give gifts or all of the times that you can give gifts to people or sacrifice to the gods or, you know, you need to buy something, you can use goods instead of cows. And that's why it is always a good idea, and I would recommend, to try and keep as many goods as possible. Your crafters are the ones who will produce the goods, and the more crafters that you have, the more goods you have, and that will change throughout the game as your clan sort of increases and so on and so forth. And also various blessings from the gods can help you both with your goods and your cows, and we'll talk about those anon.
Magic, zero.
Then, just to the right of those two numbers, there is magic, zero.
Food, 482.
And 482 food. You run out of food, your people starve, so you don't want that to happen. But bear in mind that the game works on an agricultural calendar, and you will be doing the harvest in Earth season. It's currently sea season. The seasons are sea, fire, earth, and then dark season, which is like winter. So, you know, at this point in the game, 400 food is quite okay, so that'll keep us going.
Weapon menu. Weapon thanes, 10.
And then it tells us our number of weapon thanes.
Weapon thanes, population,
and our total population, which are, again, very important to know. Now, these statistics are at the bottom of most pages in the game, and it's very wise to keep a watch on them and to make sure that, you know, you're not giving away too many cows and that you've got as many weapon thanes as you can have, and so on and so forth. And you can always find them by going to the bottom of the page. At the bottom right corner
menu.
Is the button. Menu button.
Toggles the menu.
Now, this is the button you use to change screens throughout the game. So if I just double tap on the menu button,
menu.
We have
clan.
Various... Button. We have a...
Switches to the clan screen.
Various pages turn up. You heard there, clan switches to the clan screen.
Switches to the war screen.
War screen.
Sea season, 1330.
It will always tell us the season.
Farming, button. Switches to the farming screen. Map, button. Switches to the map screen. Magic, button. Switches to the magic screen. Lore, button. Switches to the lore screen. Relations, button. Switches to the relation saga, button. Switches to the saga screen. Trade, button. Switches to the trade screen. Controls, button. Switches to the controls screen.
So, we will talk about these things later. However, there are two more aspects of the menu I want to tell you about. The first is...
More clan info button.
Every screen you're on has one of those, a more info button. It will tell you a bit about the screen, and it will also occasionally give some extra information. So, if you're confused about, say, what the farming screen does or what the magic screen does, it's worth checking there. The second is the thing on the...
season, 1003 war, button, season wheel, button.
Very top left corner of the screen, which is the...
season wheel.
The button. Season wheel. Because, as I said, you get two moves or two actions, if you like, per season. But there are points that you might not want to do anything. For example, you might just want to sit there and let your population grow. And that is when you use the season wheel to move the seasons on.
Menu. Button.
Now we're going to
population. Menu. Menu.
We're going to hit
button.
The menu button again, which, as
toggle
I said, is at the bottom right corner to turn the menu off because
menu.
We want to be on
population.
The plan screen. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to hit that advice button in the bottom left-hand corner, and we're going to bring up the clan ring, and that will let me talk a bit about the advice and about the different people we have in our clan. And it will also let us see the clan ring and what sort of things they say about our clan and how we're doing. Because, and I would recommend using this advice button very, very often, because your clan ring will have lots of different opinions. And some of them aren't very useful, but some of them can be really handy. Their opinions are generally coloured by, well, their personality and also which god they worship. And we'll be talking about the gods a little bit later when we get to the magic screen.
Advice. Button. Both the farmers and the weapon fames are satisfied.
Now, the first person to give you advice is always your chief. He or she will always appear to the...
advisor close.
The way the advice works is it puts an overlay on the screen, and that advice button will change to advisor close when you've got it up, and you can always find that at the bottom left corner. Now, the way to find your different advisors is if you
advisor
go to
close.
That
button.
Advisor close button and you flick right, we get
menu.
To
button. Oh. Advisor menu Kirash advisor button menu Kirash cows 830 Gustant Gustant advisor Farnan advisor food 400 Garneneva Rastorlan Garneneva advisor. But rest all land.
You get
advisor,
to your various
button.
Advisors.
Population. Brangbane. Advisor. Button. Goods. 100. Magic. Weapon thing. Popular. Rest. Gun. Food. Farnan. Advice. Gustin. Advisor. Close. Molester. Chief.
Ah, there
worship
he is.
Worship Zernolder. Current advisor.
So he was
female.
Just to the left.
Button.
Right. So
toggle between advice and info. Above.
So we have our chief who worships Zernolder, who I will tell you now is the Earth Mother and the goddess concerned with farming and... having children, cattle, and all those sorts of things. Well, no, not actually cattle. There's another goddess involved with cattle, but that's her sort of stick. So, and she is our chief.
Advisor close. Molester. Chief. Worship Zernolder. Kirash. Advisor.
So let us see what Kirash has to say.
Kirash. Well, our clan has always considered Orlanth to be our most important deity. Our traditions are weakened because Molester doesn't have a personal relationship with Orlanth.
So.
Advisor close. Kirash. Worships Orlanth. Current advisor, male.
So, Kirash, who, interestingly enough, is a worshipper of Orlanth, who, as he said, is our main god, who is the god of storm, is not particularly happy because our chief is a worshipper of Zernolder.
Advisor, Kirash, worships
and,
Orlanth.
It is actually
advisor,
true
male.
That
button.
If you have an Orlanthi as your chief, you do get more magic each sacred time to allocate to your tribes. To diplomacy and war and so on and so forth. So the man does have a point.
Kirash worships Gustant, advisor. But Gustant worships. We have no healer on the ring. A worshipper of Chalana Royal lets us perform healing rituals. Rosticus could fill the role.
So,
Gustant worships the Hanker MHY. Current advisor.
So Gustant,
male,
who worships, well, voiceover pronounces
above.
It a bit weirdly, but Lahanka Mai, I think is how it is supposed to be pronounced, who is the god of knowledge, is recommending that we have a healer on the ring, a worshipper of Chalana Aroy, who is the healing goddess. Don't worry, you will become very familiar with all these gods and goddesses. goddesses
button.
As the game goes on.
Gustant worships Lahanka MHY. Advisor Gustant. Feast. Button. Gifts. Advisor Gustant. Farnan. Advisor. But Farnan worships. If we had more trading partners, we could support more crafters. Advisor Farnan worships Icerees. Current advisor.
Now,
male.
Farnan. Farnan worships Icerees, who is the talking god and the god of trade. So that's why he is talking all about trade.
Farnan worships Icerees. Garneneva. Advisor.
Garneneva
worships a farm of your own is best, even if small. Everyone, someone at home. Advisor Garneneva worships your order. Current advisor. Female.
So, she is going on about having a farm of your own because she worships your older, who is the cow goddess. So, as
advisor
I said,
close.
That's one of the
button.
Fun things. The different god worshippers do have their
female.
Own
Gun and Eva.
Ideas.
Worship, feast, gifts. Total sick. Total advice menu. Rastall. Brangbane. Molester. Brangbane. Advisor.
Oh, we haven't heard from Brangbane.
Brangbane. Worships. All hands made the first ring. That is why our clan has a ring of seven members. Brangbane. Worships Banta. Current advisor.
So,
male.
Brangbane, who worships Banta, who's the plough god. We seem to have quite a, you know, an agriculturally savvy ring here, which is interesting.
Brangbane worships Molester, Chief Kirash, Advisor, Gustant, Advisor, Farnan, Garneniva, Rastorlanth, Population, Rastorlanth.
Oh, advisor, we haven't heard from him yet.
Advisor, I think a feast is in order. Rastorlanth worships Yermol, current advisor, male. Button.
Now, Rastorlanth worships Yermol, who is the trickster god, so he wants a feast. Now, another interesting point about all these people is that they each have stats. So if you double tap on any of these advisors...
Rastorlanth, age 58, male. Animals, but bargaining, but combat, very good. Leadership, but magic, but plants, but worships Yermol.
So... we get to know advisor their close. Stats. And
the clan mood is reserved.
One of the things...
Farmers, 408 farmers.
So we get to know the people's various statistics. And it's quite important because those statistics are what will be used for the various challenges in the game. So he's a worshipper of Yermol, for example. But he doesn't particularly excel in anything. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to hit the reorganize button, which will let us choose different members for our ring.
Weapon Thanes. This is far 300 reorganize. Molester. Button.
Yes, the game has rather nice sound effects and little musical stings, but it also has the most beautiful musical soundtrack as well. I've turned it off for the purpose of this podcast, which you can do under the controls menu, but I would highly recommend playing with it on, and you can actually download it from the A-Sharp website, which is good. So,
Gun and Eva.
Now the way this screen works is, up on the top right, you have your current clan ring.
Seven clan ring members.
Then,
filter, leadership,
you have
adjustable.
This filter, which you can filter to show your clan by statistics, and if you flick right from that filter, you will always show your clan members by who's got the best statistics. So if we flick right, we find
core status, not on the ring, adjustable.
Ooh,
core status,
that's interesting.
Age 31, male. Animals, fair. Bargaining, but combat, but custom, very good. Leadership, excellent. Magic, but worships or lands.
So
swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Actually, he's the best at leadership, and he worships Orlanth, who is our principal god. So I'm going to...
Not on the ring. Ingrid. Not on the ring. Jorator. Not on Ingrid. Core status. Not on the ring. Adjustable. Not on the ring.
Oh dear.
Filter. Leadership. Course. Ingrid. Jorator. Coleman. Analyzin. Not on the ring. Gerald. Not on... Molester. Chief. Adjust.
So I'm
not
going
on the
to demote Gerold. Molester.
Ingrid. Core status. Filter. Core status. Not on the ring. Adjustable.
And I'm going to make Costardus the chief.
Filter, leadership, adjustable.
Right, now we're going
magic.
To go through the other statistics
plants.
And look at our people. So plants, who
Gun
have we got
Eva,
who's good at plants?
Member, adjustable.
We've got Garneniva, who I think
female.
Is our barn.
Excellent, bargaining, but combat, but custom, but leadership, but magic, fair, plants, very good, worships, your order.
Yes,
swipe up
it also pays to have worshippers of various different gods
filter,
on the ring. So.
Plants. Adjustable.
So, yeah, I think she'll do for plants. Magic.
Elgain.
Who have we got
not
who's good
ring.
At magic?
Adjustable. Kirash. Ring member. Elgain. Not on the ring. Adjustable.
We've got Elgain. Now, who
Elgain.
Does he worship?
60. Female. Animals. But
she worships,
but
sorry.
Custom. But leadership. But magic. Excellent. Plants. Very good. Worships. Chalana Roy. Swipe up or down with one
ah, now, she's got excellent magic and she's a healer, whereas our current person with best
Kirash.
Magic is
Kirash. Adjustable. Kirash. Age 39. Male. Animals, but bargaining, but combat, very good. Custom, but leadership, but magic, excellent. Worships, or lanth. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
I'm going to demote. I think I'm going to swap him for Elgain, because even if she is getting on a bit, we've already got an Orlanth worshipper who is the chief, and as I said, it helps to have worshippers of different gods, and she's a worshipper of the healing goddess, so that's going to be very useful
filter,
to have.
Magic, leadership.
So,
custom.
Gustant, now, custom
adjustable.
Is the stat to
Gustant,
do with diplomacy
animals,
and
but combat,
lore
but
and
custom,
talking
excellent.
To people.
Leadership, but magic, but plants, fair, worships Lahankamai.
So he's a custom expert, and he also worships Lahankamai, the knowing god. So we're going to keep him, I think.
Filter. Custom. Adjust combat. Gerold.
Now,
not on the ring.
Who have we got who's good at Gerold. Combat?
Age 32. Male. Animals. Fair. Bargaining. But. Combat. Excellent. Custom. But. Leadership. Very good. Magic. But. Worships. Elmul. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Now, he worships Elmul, the sun god. Who
Gerold.
Else have we got?
Not on the ring. Adjust it. Worms. Not on the ring. Gerold.
Now,
not
he's our
ring.
Best fighter. Adjustable. And he worships Elmul, the sun god.
Not on the ring. Rastal Lanth. Ring member. Adjustable. Rastal Lanth. Age 58. Male. Animals. But. Bargaining. But.
He's
combat.
Our ring member.
Very good. Leadership. But. Magic. But. Plants. But. Worships. Yumul. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
But he is also worshipping Yumul the trickster, which can be important later. But I think at this point it's more important to have somebody who's skilled at combat than have a trickster. Tricksters do have their uses, especially when you're doing hero quests, because having a trickster lets you put more magic into questing. But since we're not going to be questing, it's not that important to have one at this point. So I'm going to demote him and have Durold.
Combat bargaining. John Rick. Not on the ring. Drelion. Not on the ring. Farnan. Ring member. Adjustable. Farnan. Age 40.
Now, we've got Farnan in bargaining, but there are two people adjustable. Who have better bargaining than him.
Age 36. Female. Animals. But. Bargaining. Excellent. Combat. But. Custom. Fair. Leadership. But. Magic. Very good. Plants. But. Worships. An order. John Rick. Not on the ring. Adjustable. John Rick. Age 41. Male. Animals. But. Bargaining. Excellent. Combat. Very good. Custom. But. Leadership. Fair. Magic. But. Plants. Fair. Worships. Iceries. Swipe up or down with one finger. Drelion. Farnan. Ring member.
Yeah, well.
Drelion. John Rick. Not on the ring. Filter. John Rick.
I think I'm
going to
have John Rick, because not only is he better at bargaining than
Farnan. Not on the ring.
Farnan.
Drelion. John Rick. Ring member. Adjustable.
But he also has the worships Iceries, the talking god, who is a very useful god to have a representative of, because he lets you put more magic into trade and he lets you have more trade partners. So and he is also obviously very good at bargaining and talking to people, and so on and so forth. So I'm going to definitely promote him.
Animals.
And lastly, animals.
Yanyath, not on the ring. A Gan and Eva, ring member, adjustable.
So we've got Gan and Eva, who is our ring member.
Female. Animals, excellent. Bargaining, but combat, but custom, but leadership, but magic, fair. Plants, very good. Worships, your order. Swipe up or down. Yanyath, not on the ring.
Now, who does
adjustable.
Yanyath worship?
Yanyath, age 42, female. Animals, excellent. Bargaining, but combat, but leadership, but magic, very good. Plants, very good. Worships, your order. Swipe up or down.
She's also a Yeralda worshipper, so I'm going to have her. And we are done.
Animals.
Now, an interesting thing about this little... before we hit the reorganize button, an interesting thing about this little dialogue is this is the way you always choose your principal person. If you're choosing a leader for a trading mission, if you're choosing a leader for an exploring mission, this is how you do it. So this screen is quite a common one you will find in the game. You will have your filter on
animals,
the left, then your
the
people
ring.
Will be displayed to the
not
right.
The
and usually the button to activate is somewhere in the bottom right corner of the screen. There is
button.
Also, on this screen, because it's the clan reorganization screen, we can also reorganize as a peace clan or a war clan if we want, but I think we'll stick as a balanced clan. So I'm going to hit reorganize now
button.
To appoint our new members to the clan ring. Hurrah! So, that is the clan screen. We have recruited a better set of people to our clan ring. Now, another thing we want to do before we leave this screen is recruit some more weapon thanes, because I don't think 10 is going to be enough for the coming year, and we did put some points into war, so we might as well use them.
This is a balanced clan.
So, we need the... We need the weapon thanes
button.
Now, I'm going to show you a little trick that works on a lot of screens in this game. If you go into settings on the iPhone and you find the rotor setting, you will find a thing called vertical navigation. Now, what this does is, whereas flicking left and right lets you flick through the objects left and right by rows, if you have vertical navigation turned on, it lets you flick up and down by columns. You need to turn it off when you want to activate a activate those sort of adjustable controls. So that's the one downside with doing this. But King of Dragon Pass is full of screens with columns on. And actually, like several iPhone games. So what I would highly recommend is that you you go into the settings and you turn on that vertical navigation, and then you use your rotor, because we want to find the weapon things button. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just rotor here
navigation.
To vertical navigation. Now, if I go to the top right, top left corner, and I go straight down,
farmers button,
flick, we get
weapon things button, hunters button.
We get all
adjust
the buttons, you see.
Button.
Now, farmers, if we go across
button.
From the farmers,
five,
we get all of the
things.
Our population flicking down the list, you see. If we go across from that, we get we get all the moves of our various people. Oh, dear. Oh, my iPhone's not plugged in. That's not very helpful. Sorry. Ah, there we go.
20% of dismiss button.
So... flicking, having that vert navigation on is actually very much your friend. So what we're going to do now is we're going
to recruit
some
weapon
advice thanes.
Hunters, advice, hunter, weapon, farmers, weapon thanes.
Now,
dismiss. Give parting gifts.
Now you can recruit either from
weapon recruit from promising carls.
You can recruit from promising carls in your clan. Carls means sort of noble farmers. Yes, you do have to sort of pick up a bit of an Orlanthe lexicon while you're playing the game. But carls, there are carls and cotters. Cotters are sort of poorer farmers, and carls are richer farmers. But we're going to recruit from carls.
10 adjustable.
We have 10
from
at the moment.
The class, 14.
We can have 14 of them.
From outside the clan.
But we don't want to recruit from outside the clan.
Offer additional gifts worth one cow.
You only need to do that if your warriors have been doing really badly, because mostly people like to be weapon thanes.
Weapon thanes are full-time warriors. They require a horse, twice as much food as a farmer, and annual gifts worth one cow.
Yeah, so that's some information. So we're...
Weapon thanes. Weapon thanes. Recruit from promising cow. 10. Adjustable.
So I'm just going to...
adjust value.
I'm just going to rotor it back to adjust value, and now we're going to put it up to...
14. Recruit button.
And again, as with most buttons, on the bottom right is the recruit button, which I'm going to push.
We promoted four farmers to proceed.
Hurrah!
One of the cotter women.
Ah, now, we have taken our first two turns of sea season, but one of the really unique things about King of Dragon Pass is it has a massive collection, I think close to 600, little special events that come up, and these are like scenes from a game book, if you like. And you will need to make a choice, and your choice will affect your reputation with other clans, or it can affect your magic, or it can affect a variety of things, or they can, of course, make other choices happen. And these will even happen when you're using the season wheel. So you will run into hundreds and hundreds of these as you play the game. And this is the first one that has turned up. And actually, if you have the music on, you will notice that the choices come up with different music according to what's going on. That's actually one reason I would very much recommend playing with the music on, because it does add considerably to the game's atmosphere. Every season has its own music. The different scenes have their own music. There's different music when you go raiding and fighting enemies. It adds a lot to the game. But as I said, I've turned it off for the purpose of this podcast. But let us see what the problem is.
One of the cotter women, Voskandora, climbed to the top of a local peak while foraging for food. She found signs of an old shrine, marked with the Earth Rune and several others. The God's Talkers conducted a divination, and discovered that the mountain was sacred to Arthur, who was a daughter of Kodig, son of the Storm Age culture hero Linkert. Sacrifice account Arthur. Button. Commit to sacrifice annually to Arthur. Button. Thank Voskandora, but don't worship Arthur. Button.
So we found this shrine to this rather unusual god. Now, I don't actually remember this. I don't know what should be done here, so I'm going to press
info
on the
advice
bottom.
Button.
It's on the bottom right
Toggles
this advices time. Advice, and see what
it's
my advices have
to
say.
But let's not devote our wealth to every small goddess who shows up on our Tula.
So that's what our chief thinks.
Elgain, advisor, button. Elgusta, John Rick, Yanyuth, advisor, Brangbane. Elgain, advisor, core status, chief, worships Orlanth, current advisor. Elgain, advisor, Elgain, advisor. An annual sacrifice is likely to be worth it, otherwise there would not be a shrine there. Gustant. Thank Vosk, Elgain. an annual sacrifice. Elgain. John Rick. Guston. Elgain. Worships Jelena Roy. Current advisor. Mm. Female.
Now button. She worships the healing
toggle between
goddess,
advisor.
So...
Gustant. Advisor. Button. Gustant. Advisor. Vinket was a son of Olanth. That would make Arthur Olanth's great-granddaughter. She is thus worthy of our respect. John Rick. One of the Cotterwim. One of the sacrifice Yanyuth. John Gustant worships Lahankar MHY. Current advisor, male.
Now, he worships Lahankar, the knowing above. God, so he probably knows what he's talking about.
John Rick, advisor. Button. John Rick, advisor. What luck, there's already a shrine in place. One of the Cotterwim, Yanyuth. John Rick, worships Isaries. Current
yeah,
advisor, male.
Typical, button. Typical, thinking about the
toggle
profit and loss.
Yanyuth, advisor. Yanyuth, advisor. Kodig was one of Vinkat's children by his summer wife. His tribe, the Kadigari, lived in Israelia. Derold. Yanyuth. Kodig was Yanyuth. Worships Irolda. Current advisor. Derold.
So
advisor.
She doesn't have
Derold,
a lot to
advisor. There are an endless number of godlets. We can't afford to worship all of them.
So Derold doesn't
Rank
think Derold. We should.
There are an Derold. Worships Elmul. Current advisor.
And he worships
Button.
Elmul, the sun moon thing.
Advisor. Button.
Let's see what Brangbane.
Advisor. Kodig was one of Vinkat's children by his summer wife.
Yeah.
Gustant,
sometimes they do give the same advice.
Elgain. Advisor, course artist, Brangbane, worship, advisor,
well,
close.
Actually, since our worshipper of the god of knowledge and our worshipper of the god of sort of talking and trade both think it's a good idea, I think we're going to go for
sacrifice
this.
Sacrifice account, Arthur. Button, commit to sacrifice annually to Arthur. Button.
Yeah, and so I think we're going to, yeah, we'll give, we, our herds are doing quite well. We'll go for an annual, I think.
Sacrifice account, Arthur. Button.
Do we do annual or do we not? Yeah, why not? Let's
commit
see.
To sacrifice annually to Arthur.
Let's try sacrificing annually.
All of our gods talkers of it commit to sacrifice annually to Arthur. All of our gods talkers of an order had visions of deep secrets of the earth. Some were frightened, but they all seemed wiser. Draenion seemed especially blessed. She noticed that there was a small gem in the ashes of the sacrifice, worth as much as we had given the goddess. A similar stone was found in following years as well. Afterwards, many people began to refer to our valley as the Arthur Vale. Dumb. Button.
Okay,
Button.
Awesome. Button. So... not only did it not cost us anything because we find these gems, but also our various clan members have got more knowledgeable and wiser. That means that their statistics have usually improved, and we've learnt some secrets which we will talk about later. So,
population.
That was very cool. So that is the clan screen.
Menu.
Now.
Menu.
If we get up the menu, I believe we are now in
Advice.
Fire season.
Button.
So...
Menu. Button. Popular cult food. This is a menu. Button. Menu. Seek clan war. Fire season.
Yeah, we are in fire season. So the next screen we're going to have a quick look at is the farming screen. Though I don't think we're going to need to do much on the farming screen because your clan are actually much better at farming. Well, your clan know quite a lot about farming the land themselves. In fact, they know considerably more about farming than me. So, generally, you only want to monkey around too
farming.
Much with
Button.
The farming screen
land.
When something is going
Advice.
Wrong.
Cropland.
Now, again, if we go to our,
navigation.
Our vertical navigation,
land.
It's going to help with this screen. So,
cropland, 105, adjustable.
On the left-hand side, we've got our measures
value.
For cropland.
Pasture, 55,
pasture,
adjustable. Cropland, pasture, 50, pasture, wildlands, 130.
And for wildlands, and if we read through the screen, I'm just going to flick through this time.
Advice, expected harp, expected food, herds, expected food, barley, wheat, 262 farmers required.
So we need wheat.
Barley, expect game and wildlands. 32 hunters supportable. Advice. Menu.
Yeah, there's various
advice.
Information,
Button.
And we'll talk to our advisors and see what they have to say.
Our food situation seems okay. The expected harvest should last a year.
That's what our chief
advisor
says.
Advisor close. Core status. Chief. Advisor close. Core status. Game and wildlands. Game and core status. Chief. Core status. Advise. Core status. Elgain. Advisor. Elgain. Worships. We need 262 farmers and 210 oxen to work all of our cropland. We have 400 healthy farmers, and 276 of our cattle are strong young oxen.
Okay, so we're
Elgain.
Pretty okay.
Worships Jelena Roy, Game and Wildlands. Gustant, John Rick, Advisor. John Rick, Worship Site, we should have enough food. The expected harvest should last a year. John Rick, Yanyuth, Advisor. Yanyuth, Worships, rye may not be as good as wheat or barley, but it produces a reliable crop, no matter. Yanyuth, Worships, Derold, Advisor. Derold, Worships, we should try to stockpile more food. Derold, Worship, Brangbane, Advisor. Brangbane, Worship, it takes 262 farmers to tend to all 105 hides of cropland. We can handle advisor close. Button.
Now he's suggesting.
It takes 262 farmers to tend to all 105 hides of cropland. We can handle another 26 hides. Advisor close.
Now, he is suggesting that we increase the amount of our crop lands because we have more farmers. And I think I'm actually going to do that because, as one of the other advisors said, we could do with some extra food. How much
magic? Magic.
How much
goods,
food
magic
do we have?
Zero. Food. Food. 352.
Yeah, we've got 352, which possibly is a bit lower than we need, because generally, if you've got sort of more than 400 food for a couple of seasons, it's fine. But if you're approaching the sort of 200-300 mark, you need to think about it a bit. So
characters, but wild pasture 55 adjustable headings, containers words characters adjust value pasture 50 cattle and sheep path 50 horse expected herd wild pasture wild land crop pasture. Cropland, 105. Adjustable, 121. 137.
Well, he said we could do with another 29 hides. You don't have to be too exact in this game. You can operate the sliders by doing a double tap and hold, but you don't need to be that precise. The only thing I will say before we leave this screen is that we have... it mentioned how many horses we have. Now, horses are actually quite important, because you can, each of your weapon thanes will need a horse, and your nobles will need a horse. So in order to have enough warriors to recruit, you are going to have some enough horses. And we've got 50 horses, which is more than okay. But you need to sort of be careful to make sure you've got enough of them, and you can capture them in raids, or you can trade for them and do various other things. Though it's not often a good idea to trade horses with other clans, because you don't want to be giving them the ability to field more troops.
Cattle and 133.
The only other important button on this screen is that one, slaughter, where you can actually slaughter some of your sheep and your pigs and your cows for food. And you do that when you're feeling really desperate. But, you know, our food's all right, so we don't need to do that.
Menu.
Right.
Menu.
I think it is time to to put some of our warriors to use.
Clan.
So let's go to the war screen.
Raids.
Now.
Warriors. Fortifications. Warriors. Capital W.
Now I'm going to put the vertical
Whiskey.
Navigation on again.
Navigation. Weapon thanes. Button. Cattle raid.
We can recruit some
Button.
More weapon thanes.
Stake perimeter. Raids. Raided by.
Now, it will always show you who you've been raided by.
Advice. Button. Raided by. Raids. Raids. Warriors. Weapon thanes. Button. Cattle raid.
You can recruit more weapon thanes. You can go on a cattle raid. Or
Button.
You can indeed
Food.
Go on a
352.
Raid.
352. Warriors. 100 and stake weapon thanes. Stake per fortifications.
And it will tell you your fortifications. You will always
stake
start
perimeter.
With the stake perimeter. But you can actually build more
Fortify.
Of them.
Button.
Though they do cost a fair amount of goods.
Advice. Button.
And let's see what our advisors have to say.
We should build a watchtower to help spot raids and give us time to respond.
Yeah, a watchtower is a very useful thing to build, but they are moderately expensive.
Advisor close.
Call
status. Chief.
Not going to
Worships all that. Elgain. Advisor.
We're not going to build
Elgain.
One immediately.
Worships during sacred time. We allocated 1 point of our clan magic to battle.
Yeah, so...
Elgain. Worships Delana Roy. Current advisor.
So
female. Gustant.
She's
advisor.
Saying that, well,
Button.
We've put some points in war, so we might as well use them.
Gustant. Fire season is traditionally the time for raids.
Yeah, so this is the time you go raiding. You can go raiding in sea season or earth season, but your harvest will suffer if you do that, so you don't generally want to do that. And there is a circumstance in which you can go raiding in dark season as well, that you normally can't, and I'll tell you about that when we get to dark season.
Advisor Cloak, Gustant, Worship, John Rick. Advisor, John Rick, Worships, let's raid the Gerundings.
So he wants to go raid the Gerunding clan.
John Rick, Worships Ianyuth. Advisor, Ianyuth, Worships, let's not forget that we still have a feud with the Gerundings. This would be a good time to raid them.
Yes.
Ianyuth, Worships, Derold. Advisor, Derold, Worships, we don't have enough warriors to defend ourselves. However, the spirits of our weapon thanes are high. Advisor, close, Derold. Brangbane, Advisor, Brangbane, Worship, we can spare the farmers for a raid. Advisor, close.
So, I think we will
Advice.
Actually
Button.
Go on a raid, because we can capture cows and we can do various other things on a raid. And we have got a point in war, so that's going to be useful. Now, before we go raiding, I'm going to talk to you about feuds, because there are various lots of other clans in Dragon Pass, and you can relate to them slightly differently. Some of them can be your allies, some of them can be neutral towards you, and you'll have different events that turn up that will change the way you feel about various clans. Now, usually I actually find it's useful if you've got a feud going. It's like a bit of a declaration of war, and you can stop feuds by giving them gifts, which we will talk about when we get to the relations screen. But also, if you're feuding with someone, you know, they're more likely to raid you, and you can go and raid them. But I think what we're going to do is we're going to recruit some weapon thanes, and then we're going to see if we can go on a raid.
Fortify, advice, fort raid, but cattle raid, weapon thanes.
We need to check cattle we raid. Always have enough warriors.
Weapon thanes, but weapon thanes. Weapon thanes, weapons, recruit from promising car, 13. From outside, 17. Headings, vert, navigation, headings. From outside, 17. Heading not far, from out, 13.
So 15, we can currently 70, have 70, so let's have some more.
Weapon, dismiss. Give parting gifts, advice, recruit. But...
Hooray! We have another event started, so we're going to have to put off going and giving the Gerundin clan a good smacking for a bit until we've dealt with this little situation.
Southerners come to your Tula, claiming to be agents of the Pharaoh, the tyrannical ruler your people fled when you came to this land. They appear to be sorcerers, at the very least. Those strange implements they carry are probably magical weapons. The implements emit a low thrumming sound, the likes of which you have never heard. They are looking for Belinda's book, a large tome which they say was stolen from the Pharaoh. Die now, sorcerer scum, but we know nothing of this book. Advice, button. Good news indeed that somebody has stolen an item precious to the Pharaoh. Core Stardust, chief, worships all Elgain, advisor, Elgain, worships to, they are sorcerers. They use a type of magic that all good all Anthea poor. Alas, advisor close, Elgain, worships, Gustant, advisor, Gustant, worships, these magicians will surely see through any lies we tell them. Gustant, worships,
so he's recommending
Rick,
we tell them the truth.
John Rick, worships, they are rigidly devoted to their mission. No conciliation is possible here. John Rick, worships Yanyuth, advisor, Yanyuth, worships it. The Pharaoh likes to call himself God King. Not much of a god if he has to send these Israelians after his book, if you ask me. Or maybe the advisor close, Yanyuth, they're old.
As advisor. I said earlier, the Pharaoh is the person in Hirtland who was being very unpleasant to our clan, which was why we left and formed our, went to live in Dragon Pass.
They're old. Well, they would not swagger in here so confidently if they had not the power to back up their bravado.
Ah, now, that's interesting, because
Derold,
who worships Elmol, who is the sun god, who is one of the battle-based gods, is actually, you know, saying that they're probably quite tough.
Derold, worship Brangbane, advisor, Brangbane, worship, they are sorcerers. They use a kind of magic that all good old Anthea, advisor, close.
So, though our clan ring doesn't like them very much, I don't think going and bashing them is a good idea, and I don't think lying to them is a good idea, so...
We know nothing of this book. Button.
So I think we're going to have to tell them the truth, because we don't know about this book.
The sorcerers point their strange implements at you. Attack them. But wait and see.
They're pointing their guns or whatever they are at you. I don't think I'm going to attack at
then
this
one
point.
Of them told the... Wait and see. Then one of them told the leader that we were telling the truth. They left without uttering another word. Dumb. Advice. Dumb. Button.
Okay. So they've been dealt with. Now let's take on someone a bit more our own size. So,
menu,
we're going
button,
to
advice,
use the...
Button. Cattle raid, button. Containers, headings, vert, navigation, raid, button.
We're going to use the raid button.
Raid.
Now,
characters, words.
Now, this screen is, again, a screen you will see a lot. On the left-hand side, there are all the various clans who you are neighbours to and who are your tribe mates. And then there are various other options in the middle and towards the right. To perhaps have an ally help you and choose how many weapon thanes you're going to send.
Black Rock, Eagle, Grey Fox, Eren, Gerunding, Neighbour.
So we're going to raid the Gerundings. So now I'm just going to double-click on the Gerundings and we'll be told a bit about them.
Selected. Gerunding. Neighbour.
Ah, voiceover hasn't actually read that bubble, but I'm going to just press on the middle of the screen.
Gerunding. They are known for the fertility of their fields. Their main deity is Ernolda. Their chief is Fordessa. We are feuding with them.
All the more reason to raid them. They've got lots of stuff
weapon
to spare.
17. Weapon thanes. 13.
Now,
adjustable.
We've got 13 weapon thanes.
Swipe
now, you don't actually want to send all your weapon thanes out on too many raids, because the your enemies will come and steal from you while you're not sort of protected. So you don't really want to do that.
17. Footman. 86. Adjustable.
Now, footman is your number of sort of ordinary farmers who are going on. 86. Now, I always like to send more of these. So I'm going to send 120,
Hold
I think.
On. 172. Filter. Auxiliaries. 11. Adjustable.
Auxiliaries are basically healers and assistants, people who go along to to help. I'm going to have a few.
15.
You don't want to send too many of those because they do can get captured, and that can be a bad thing.
Listening. 6 40 advice. Earth season 1 fat raid. Button.
So let's go on a raid. So.
We eluded the Jarendin patrols, and our 13 weapon thanes and 120 footmen are facing only 7 weapon thanes and 71 swordsmen. Preparation.
Awesome! So we actually snuck past their patrols, and so we're not fighting as many of them as we should be, and we're outnumbering them, which is fantastic. If they spot you, you'll usually be fighting a sort of equal force, or sometimes a larger force. Now, the way battles work is you choose your various tactics and then you sort of let them happen. But it's not sort of a turn-based combat, it's more a sort of thing. Now, the first decision you need to make is...
Magic, zero.
If you're going to put any magic into the battle. Now, this is like a... This is almost like playing poker, because you don't know if your enemy's put any magic in. And you won't know if the amount of magic in you've put, the amount of magic you've put in is enough. So it's usually wiser not to put magic in and to put magic into the war sacred time ritual instead.
Zero. Sacrifice to Olanth.
You can make a sacrifice to...
Sacrifice to Humact.
Olanth, the Stormfather, your principal god, or to Humact. Humact is the god of death, and a sacrifice to him will make your warriors very much more powerful, and we'll talk more about Humact in a moment. The problem is, if you're sacrificing and your enemy decides to charge you, they can interrupt you while you're sacrificing and cause a lot of damage, which is not a good thing.
Objective.
You can then choose your objective for the raid.
Plunder. Selected. Button.
We can plunder. We can, which is where you just simply try to get booty and loot and pillage and all those sorts of fun things.
Burn steads.
Plunder also. We can try to burn their steads.
Kill as many as possible. Button.
Yeah, we can try and murder lots of them.
Seize their land.
Or we
Button.
Can seize their land. One thing to remember, though, is that each of these objectives is increasingly more difficult to do. It's much easier to plunder, for example, than it is to seize land. Seizing land is actually quite difficult. So unless you particularly want to go and burn their steads, which will reduce their sort of capabilities for war, or go and kill them, it's usually wiser to leave it on plunder.
Take captives. Button.
We can also... Another objective is to take captives, but we're not really a thrall-taking clan. You can occasionally get captives by plundering as well, but it's less common. But again, that's a much more difficult objective to achieve, though it's more likely if you outnumber the enemy, but we're still not going to try that.
Survival. Button.
Survival is what you do when they outnumber you. It will make sure fewer of your party get killed.
Tactics.
You can then decide on our tactics, because the way the...
Skirmish. Button.
We can skirmish, where we fire arrows at them.
Maneuver.
We can
Selected.
Maneuver.
Button. Charge.
Or we can charge!
Evade.
Or we can try and evade.
Proceed.
Now,
Button.
The general way it works is it's almost like a scissors, paper, stone type of thing. Generally, skirmish beats charge, maneuver beats skirmish, and charge beats maneuver. But quite often you can get bonuses to the different things. Now, I'm
evade.
Going to
charge
I think, because
charge.
That's the sort of most standard one. And also, if they decide to sacrifice to their gods, we've got a chance of capturing them unawares.
Evade. Proceed. Button.
And we then hit proceed. Ooh!
We rush the Jarendin formation while they were still performing their rituals. We charged through a hail of missiles and smashed into the Jarendings. Ingot, don't try to. We rushed the Jarendin formation while they were still performing their rituals. We charged through a hail of missiles and smashed into the Jarendings. Ingot finds himself at the center of the fray, surrounded by cursing and bleeding warriors from both sides. The battle could go either way. What should Ingot do?
So, now we have a choice to make, because this is one of the awesome things about King of Dragon Pass. A lot of it depends on the choices you make in your story. So Ingot, who is one of our clan members, is surrounded by various warriors, and we need to decide how to fight. Now, usually when these choices come up, the best thing to do is to look to double tap on the name of your clan member, which...
We rush the Jarendin. We rush the... Don't fight brave. Led our warriors to...
Which is...
We, the fight led out taken Ingot. Ingot. Animals, fair. Bargaining, but combat, very good. Custom, but leadership, very good.
So magic, his combat worship, and his leadership are very good, but not excellent.
We rush the Jerrant. Don't try to be a hero. Fight bravely. Lead our warriors to victory. Button, so, fight bravely. Press the enemy hard. Button.
I'm going to select...
Lead our warriors take insane risks to lead our warriors to victory. Button.
As he's got a good leadership and a good combat, I'm going to try lead our warriors to victory.
Our ancestors would have been proud of Ingot's courage and skill. Our warriors beat their swords against their shields for him, and fought the Jarendans so hard that they fled in fear.
Awesome! Take that!
Led our warriors to victory. Our ancestors would have done. Button.
And now we get the...
Geralt. The clash ended quickly. We drove the Jarendans from the battlefield, and were able to plunder their Tula. We captured 31 cows and 6 horses. We took 17 cows worth of loot. Through their healing magics, our auxiliaries kept 3 warriors from dying, and healed 3 of the wounded. Weapon Thanes killed, 2 Jarendings, 0 hours. Weapon Thanes wounded, 3 Jarendings, 0 hours. Footman killed, 2 Jarendings, 0 hours. Footman wounded, 5 Jarendings, 8 hours. Close. Button.
So awesome, we Footman gave them close. A right Button. Royal bashing.
Raids, warrior, fortifications.
Now, we're not going to go on
zero.
Another raid.
Food, 855.
I think, because we've...
Magic, 0.
Yes, you see our food has increased now.
Goods, 181. Cows, 869.
Actually, I think, as we have so much...
169 footmen. Menu. Button. Menu. Season. Clan. Button.
Actually, as...
Switches to the clan screen.
Now, we've got a lot of
season
goods.
Wheel.
We've got a lot of season. Goods, and menu. I'm fairly sure button. The Jarendan clan are going to want to retaliate.
Raid.
So we
food
are going
advice.
To
menu.
Build...
Menu. Advice. Fortify.
A fortification, and you can do this on the war screen or with the fortify button, which I'm just going to double-click on now.
Fortify. Fortif builder, stake perimeter.
Now, we know we have a stake perimeter because it said so on the other screen. And this, as I said, is where vertical navigation is very useful because if you flick up with the vertical navigation from that fortify button, you'll be told so. So we have a stake perimeter.
Ditch.
We can build a ditch.
Ramparts.
A rampart.
Wooden stockade.
A wooden stockade.
Stone wall.
Watchtower. Or a watchtower. Now, watchtowers are particularly useful because they actually help you... Most of these will give you extra bonuses when you're attacked, but the watchtower is especially useful because it will let you spot the enemy coming to get you.
Builder. Cost, 10 goods.
And it's only 10 goods, actually.
Stake perimeter. Ditch, ramp, wooden, stone wall, selected. Watchtower, advice.
So we're
going to
build one of those. And another thing has happened. So we've got another event to consider.
Devotees of the cult of Yinkin, the god of phalanxes, have an offer to make to you. We have noticed that the woods around your Tula are infested with many types of rodents, including a type which is very susceptible to spirits of disease. If you want to give us something in return, we can perform a ritual which will improve the hunting abilities of your phalanxes. They will kill these forest-dwelling rats, freeing you from the risk of disease. Offer them phalanx kittens. Button.
Now, phalanxes are creatures who are... Now, phalanxes are essentially hunting cats, because for some utterly incomprehensible reason, the Orlanthi don't like dogs. They use hunting cats instead. Yeah, well, they're not. Nobody's perfect. So we can... And Yimkin is the cat god, and members of his cult have come to offer us their services. But obviously they want something in return. So let's see what our clan ring has to say.
The cult of Yinkin is very small and has little influence.
Yeah, so our...
Core status. Chief. Worships Orlanth. Current advisor. Male.
I get a feeling he's a little skeptical.
Elgain. Worships. Their magic will last for many seasons. Elgain. Worships Delana Roy. Current advisor. Feet. Gustant. Advisor. Gustant. Worships. Although he is a cat, Yinkin is Orlanth's brother and son of the mountain goddess Kirofin.
Yeah, so Yimkin is actually brother to Orlanth, who is our principal god, so that's a...
Gustant, worships Lahankar MHY, John
Rick, worth
advisor,
knowing.
Button, John Rick, worships any asking price can be bargained down. John Rick, worships Isaries.
Yeah, you have
current
to know Isaries. Isaries is awesome.
John Rick, worships Isaries. Current advisor, Yang, John Rick, worship advisor close, John Rick, Yangyuth, advisor, Yangyuth, worships it. The forest is full of rats, and the dirty creatures are infested by disease spirits. We have some fine kittens to trade. Advisor, Yangyuth, worships Yerolda. Current advisor, Derold. Advisor, Derold, worships. The fewer fighters fall prey to disease, the better chance we'll have of prevailing during raids.
Yeah, your clan ring can be a bit single-minded sometimes.
Derold, worships Elmo. Brangbane, advisor, Brangbane, worship. The forest is full of terrible rats. Brangbane, worships Banta. Core status. Chief, advisor close.
So I think we're going to go for this.
Offer them Alex kittens. Offer them goods or Alex kittens. Offer them goods or livestock.
I think because we've got, we've been told we've got some fine kittens, we're actually going to see if they're going to do it for kittens. Because though we do have plenty of goods and a reasonable amount of livestock, we could... you know, it would be better to get it done for less.
Refuse their offer. Button. Deva, offer them Alex kittens. Button. Info. Advice.
Oh,
button.
One thing before we... Info. Before we... one thing about these choice screens that I will show you before we make our final decision is if you click the info button,
info.
You will...
Clan and Mangan. Clan filter.
You can clans. Have a look adjustable. At the various clans
swipe
and what they think.
Finger,
so, for example, if we were sending a gift to another clan and we needed to decide which clan to send to, you can look
known
for
clans. Alliances.
Clans you are allied
listening.
To.
Six Brother Saga, Earth Season.
So we are allied to the Listening
Weapon
and the Saga clan. So it's quite important to look
info.
At that.
Advice. Button. Advice. In. Goods. 171.
You are also told on this screen the goods and food
cows,
you have. And
food.
The cows.
850.
So
advice.
That's
button.
Quite a handy screen
info.
To know.
Info.
But we're going to go back to the choice
offer
screen.
Them
and we're going to offer them
button.
Some kittens and see what they'll
they were
do.
Honored. Offer them Alex kittens. They were honored. And inspected the kittens carefully. A tear fell from the leader's eye. These creatures are too beautiful to take from you. We will perform the ritual, and will return the kittens to you as a token of our esteem. They then gathered our phalanxes together in a stead. It was remarkable to see these awful creatures following the Incan cultists as if they had become sheep. We heard wails and howls coming from the stead, and could not tell which were made by people and which by cats. Finally the Incan people emerged, and said that the ritual was a success. Dumb. Button. They were hot. Dumb. Button.
Okay. So that was awesome. So, we have,
this year's harvest was as could be expected.
Improved
but
kittens.
But because we waited during Earth season. This year's harvest was as could be expected. But because we waited during Earth season, we were short-handed and couldn't take full advantage of it.
Oh dear. This is incidentally why it's a good idea to play with the music on, because if this had been Earth season, I'd have known that it was... If we'd had music on, I'd have known from the musical theme that the season had changed, because unfortunately if you don't have the music on, the only way you can find it is by hitting the menu.
Brangbane. Close.
Never mind.
Raids. Goods. 107. Magic. Zip food. Food. 782.
Yeah, we've still got plenty of grub.
Menu. Button.
Now, where
menu.
Are we now?
Season. Clan. War. Dark season.
We are in dark season.
Menu. Button.
Now, I'll tell
Raids.
You, we are in dark season. Now, dark season, you can't really go on trade missions or diplomatic missions, which we haven't really talked about yet. And you usually can't actually go on raids, except unless you choose one very specific option during clan creation, which I'll talk about when we go through the clan creation questionnaire later.
Menu.
But
menu.
One of the things, one
menu.
Of the best things to do
season
in dark
clan.
Season,
dark season.
Is
1,300 farming.
Actually
button.
To
magic.
Start sacrificing DNA. To the gods and building shrines and temples. Also, you can hold feasts, but I think we're going to go and sacrifice. So we're going to talk about the magic screen, because this is where you find out a lot about your gods. And in this game, blessings to the gods are generally how you get ahead. Now, the way this screen works is on the left-hand side, you have all the various gods on a column called deity. Now, I'm just going to flick down them.
Deity. Lightning. Deity. 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 Characters, words, containers, headings, vert, navigation,
there we go,
deity,
sorry.
Lightning, deity, an order, Yermal, Humact, Icerees, Hankame, Malia, Marindor, Adela, selected, your order, selected, Orlanth.
So we're currently on Orlanth, who is our principal god.
Your order.
You can start with,
Irux.
Now,
your order, selected, Orlanth.
Now, if we double click on, double tap, sorry, on Orlanth, we will be told a bit about him.
King of the gods, and our principal deity. He led the seven light bringers to renew the world. He made the first plans and the first justice.
So, Orlanth, who is a, as it said there, is
Malia.
The king of our gods and is our principal deity.
Deity.
Now, I will show you a little trick, because each of these gods has various blessings that they can bestow on your clan. Now, if you just flick through the screen, the text that explains these blessings and the text that... the text that explains these blessings, it's sort of separate from the buttons that involve them. But
deity.
If you just slide your finger across
to
the sort of right middle
lightning.
Of the screen.
Checked.
So the first blessing is lightning, and that's checked, which means we are currently getting it. Now, if you just flip down...
Deals out more wounds in battle.
And down... So, we know that the Lightning Blessing deals out more wounds in battle to our foes, which is probably how we were so successful in our raid against the Gerundin clan.
Irux. Lightning. Checked. Improves the effectiveness of... Lightning. Deals out more wounds... Thunderstone.
And under that is the Thunderstone Blessing. And
improves the effectiveness of our skirmishers.
So it improves the effectiveness of our skirmishers. So if we were choosing the skirmish option in battle, our warriors would be, well,
lightning,
more effective.
Checked. Button. Rain. Checked. Button.
Now, on the right, there are two more blessings. There's rain.
Helps raise our crops.
Helps raise our crops. Very useful. This...
Woad. Dimmed. And button. Reduces deaths and wounds among the farmers.
So Orlanth has four blessings to give. Now, the reason that some of them are checked and some of them are disabled is that the way blessings work is you can sacrifice to a god to give you an immediate blessing which will last a year, or you can build a shrine to the god which will give you a permanent blessing, or a temple which will give you two blessings, or a great temple which will give you three. Now, because of the options we chose at clan creation, we already have a
sacrifice build. Temples give two permanent blessings.
A temple, as it says there, next to the build button. And if we wanted another blessing...
Marin, Malik, Hankamer, Iceries, Maradet, selected, Orlanth. Irold, Irux, advice, selected, Irolda, Irux, Vinga.
Right, but we are going to talk about another goddess who is very important here. We're going to talk about Vinga.
Selected, Vinga.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to go.
Hankamer, Iceries. Adventurous. She is the patron of women born with the heart of a warrior.
So she is the she is the adventurous god.
Fit women. Dimmed. Button. Allows our women to defend the Tula.
Right. Fit women, that said. Unfortunately, voiceover doesn't pronounce it very well. It sounds like fit women, which doesn't sound very savoury. But it lets our women defend the Tula, the homestead, which means that we would have more...
fit women.
More fighters
Pathfinder.
When we're attacked. But the other one is Pathfinder.
Enhances our explorers.
Which it has as explorers. And we're going to be talking about exploring in a bit. But Pathfinder is actually one of the most useful blessings in the game. And you're probably going to want to get it as soon as possible. Which is why I picked Vinga. Because without Pathfinder, your explorers will get lost and be killed. So,
quest.
However...
Button. Quest. Advice. Quest. Learn. Adventurous. Build. Sacrifice.
However,
button.
We can't actually... get any of these blessings yet. Because what you need to... Before you can actually have a blessing, you need...
Mysteries. Checked.
To sacrifice for mysteries.
Learn new blessings or myths.
Where you learn new blessings or myths. Now, I've double-clicked the sacrifice button and we have an overlay on the original screen. And on the left-hand...
Advice.
Up the left-hand side...
Goods. Zero. Cows. Zero.
There are
adjustable.
Various categories of things we
swipe
can sacrifice.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Cows.
Goods.
We
zero.
Can sacrifice
adjustable.
Goods.
Thralls. Zero.
And we can sacrifice thralls.
Adjustable. Sacrifice to Vinga. And puff. Allows our women
well,
to defend
on
the
middle right,
fit women.
There is a column of different sacrifices we could make. Only we can't actually make any because we don't have the mysteries yet.
Allows our puff find enhances our mysteries. Checked. Cows, zero, adjustable.
So at the moment, we can only
swipe
sacrifice
up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Which will give us the knowledge to perform more sacrifices.
Goods, zero, adjustable.
However, we have lots of goods, so
swipe
we're going
up or down with one finger to adjust
goods.
The value.
I'm just going to...
Adjust value. 5, 10, 15.
Yeah, you can sometimes get away with 10.
10.
Yeah, we'll try 10, though she might not like 10.
50, 4, 0, close, sacrifice.
And we're
going to
sacrifice.
The god talker said a different sacrifice might succeed. Proceed.
Oh, dear.
The god to proceed.
So, yeah, she wasn't
Adela.
Happy with the...
Orla, Irol, Irux, select, allows out, selected, Vinga, Quer. Adela, Orla, Irol, Irux, select, allow, enhance, sac, build, sacrifice, sacrifice, advice, sacrifice, fit women, dimmed, button. Cal, goods, enhances our explorer. Cows, zero.
So let's
try
sacrificing
ten.
Cows to her rather than goods. As I said, it's better to have goods than cows, but maybe as an adventuress she likes her beef.
Half 50 enhanced goods, 50, 4, 0, sacrifice. But the gods talk has said a different sacrifice might proceed. Sell us a spirit fet two. We need no info. Two spirit talkers seek audience with the ring to see if you have
who's
any need of their services. Spirit talkers are all antsy, but they wander around in the wilderness, with ties to no single clan. their magic is a little different from the kind you used to. They deal with spirits, not gods.
Sorry, we have another
meaning that they are not of your clan.
We have another event.
To follow normal
popping.
Customs and beliefs. Begone. You are strange and weird. Button. Protect us from the undead. Button.
Sorry, I will read that again. Because unfortunately we've tried a couple of sacrifices and they haven't worked, which is very weird, because usually if you put points into mysteries, the sacrifices do tend to work. But we'll try again in a moment, but in the meantime we've got an event to deal with.
Two spirit talkers seek audience with the ring to see if you have any need of their services. Spirit talkers are all antsy, but they wander around in the wilderness, with ties to no single clan. Their magic is a little different from the kind you used to. They deal with spirits, not gods. They are strangers, meaning that they are not of your clan, but can be trusted to follow normal customs and beliefs. Begone. You are strange and weird. Protect us from the undead.
So we've got some spirit talkers, some sort of shaman, wandering shamans who are offering their services.
Sell us a spirit fetch or two. Button. We need no spirit talking. Advice. Button.
What does that...
We need no advice. Info. Advice.
What
button.
Does our ring say?
A spirit fetch is a magical item that replenishes our magic after we use it up. Core status. Advisor. Core status. Elgain. Advisor. Elgain. Worships spirit talkers on sorcerers or anything bad like that. They talk to spirits, including our own ancestor spirits. Elgain, worships Gustand, advisor, Gustand, worships. They are not quite like normal people, and not quite foreigners. We still owe them courtesy and hospitality. Advise Gustand, worship John Rick, advisor, John Rick, worships. We can certainly afford to pay them for their services. Advisor, John Rick, Yanyuth, advisor, Yanyuth, worships. They are sorcerers. Cast them out. Advisor, Yanyuth, worships Yerolda. Current advisor,
yeah,
Yanyuth,
I don't know what it is with
Yerolda.
Yerolda always
seems
a bit of a, well,
advisor,
a bit of a cow,
button.
Really. Quite sorry.
Gerold, well, even if they weren't planning to fleece us, which they are, we can't afford their outrageous prices. Advisor Clo, Gerold, worships Elmor. Brangbane, advisor, Brangbane, worship. You don't suppose they can contact dragon spirits, do you? Brangbane, worships Banta. Current advisor, core status. Chi, core status, advisor close. Gone. You are protect us from the undead. Button.
I think, you know, undead can be inconvenient, so I'm going to try that one.
Protect us from the protect us from the undead. Begone. You are strange and weird. Protect us from the undead. The older spirit talker shakes his rattle, tastes the air, and says, that will cost you 16 cows worth of silver. Do you agree? Yes. Button. No. Advice. No. Yes.
Yeah,
button.
We can afford it.
They danced around, shook their protect us from the undead. They danced around, shook their rattles, and went into convulsions. Several hours later, they told us that we were now safe from undead. Dumb. Good smart dumb. Button. Orlanth.
So,
Orlanth.
We're back on the magic screen.
Marindor.
Adela.
Orlanth.
Gerolda. Erokin.
Allows our wick selected. Deity. Fidwimon. Malia. Adventure. Learn Mysteries Book Quest. Learn Adventure. Bill. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. Deity. Fidwimon. Mysteries. Chat. Advice. Goods. Zip. Sack. Fidwimon. Allows our women to defend the cows. Allows our cows. 0, 5, 10, 15.
Right, we'll try 15 cows. 15 usually.
Half, 15, half, goods, 5, 4, 0, sack, close, sacrifice. The gods talk us said a different sacrifice might proceed.
He's really not being very cooperative,
sacrifices
is she?
Sacrifices to learn order will help out. Sacrifices to Yanyuth. Sacrifices to learn order will help our crops. But even then, we'll suffer from not having enough farmers to properly care. Yanyuth, close, button.
Oh, that's very inconvenient.
Orlanth. Yerolda. Orlanth. Yerux. Selected. Yerolda. Orlanth. Yerux. Selected. Yerux. Orlanth. Marmalia. Lhankame. Icerees. Humac. Yermol. Humac. Icere. Quest.
Well, let's choose. Let's try another god.
Yermol. Humac.
One of my favorite gods.
Humac. God of War and Death.
God of War and Death.
He is the patron of the severest of warriors, each of whom has a list of stringent vows to uphold. Advice. Button. Menu. Button. Battle lark. Dimmed.
So
button.
We'll sacrifice
God of War
to
and
him.
Death. Improved weapon. Sack build. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. Sealed bonds between clan. 0. Sealed for oath. 50. Goods. 0. 5. 10. 50. 5. Oath. For. Seal. 0. Truce. Sack. Close. Sacrifice. Humac revealed the workings of the Truce Ward ritual. Humac will proceed.
So we now know the true... It says Truce Ward, which
people
sounds...
People of the Rangani clan have undertaken a system...
Which sounds fairly awesome... But actually it means true sword, which is a little confusing. And we will find out what that does after we've read this latest event.
People of the Rangani clan have undertaken a sustained campaign against the undead. They are doing this because they regret resurrecting their clan traitor, who has grown listless, and whose fingers often slip away from him in the night. They are determined to succeed, and we think that their actions will make it safer for everyone. Desperate. Close. Buttons.
So, they are... So, another clan is having undead trouble. Oh, sorry, and that is the end of the year. So,
sacred
let's see what
it says this year. Dark River Clan. Last year, 28 babies were born. We initiated 21 children as adults. The clan has 8 more people, 16 more head of cattle, and 6 more horses than we did last sacred time. We produced 867 and 8798 bushels of food. 52 were lost due to spoilage. Our crafters produced 45 cows worth of goods. Our market made a profit of 33 cows worth of goods. Maintaining our shrines and temples took 7 cows and goods worth 14 cows. Reputation, 50%. Stick picker, king. Proceed. Button.
So,
sacred time.
Things are going quite
sacred
well.
Magic. Reserve 8. Our gods talkers predict a more or less normal harvest. They were pleased to report that there would be fewer mosquitoes than usual this year.
Nice. So.
Crops 1. Crops, mysteries 1. Button, mysteries 2.
I'm going to put 2 points in mysteries because we want sacrifice.
Diplomacy 1. Diplomacy 2. Button,
I'm going to put a point into diplomacy.
Quests 1. Health 2. Button, health 1. Health, trade 2. Button,
I'm going to put 2 points into trade.
Button, herds 1. Herds, war 2. Button, war 2. Sick magic. Reserve 0.
And 2 into war.
Quest, health, trade, herds, war 2.
Because this year, as we have a battle member on the ring, a worshipper of Elmul, the sun god, we get to put 2 points into war, which is good.
Advice. Proceed. Button. Popular. Farmers. 403. Menu. Button.
Now,
menu. Caesar, clap, war.
I'm just going to finish with the magic screen, button. Because if we go and select Humact.
An order. Selected. Humact. Battle luck.
And we look at his various blessings. I'll just switch back to vertical navigation. We know the true
navigation.
True sword.
Battle luck. Improves our chapinger. Battle luck. Oath. Dimmed. But seals bond. True sword. Button.
True sword, which we know.
Weapon things fight with a strength of 2.
Weapon things fight with a strength of 2, which means more
food.
Effective 400 warriors.
Cows, 8 menu. Advice. Quest. Build. Button.
And what we're actually going to do is we're going to build a shrine, because what the shrine will do is it will give us a permanent blessing. As you heard when we got the yearly report, it will cost us some more goods, but I think we're going to build one.
Humact. Build. Button. Annual maintenance. 4 goods and 2 cows. 1 blessing. Cost. 10 goods. Annual maintenance.
Yeah.
10 goods and 5 cows. 2 blessings. Cost. 50 goods. Annual maintenance. 20 goods and 11 cows. 3 blessings. Cost. 100 goods.
Yeah,
advice.
You can build various sorts of shrines and temples, and the bigger ones give more blessings, but obviously cost more. But we're just going to build the one shrine at this point. Ah, and we have another event popping up. Yeah, these things are fairly common.
The children of the clan, boys and girls alike, have begun to grow beards. The people are worried. They say it must be a curse of some kind. Conduct a divination. Button. Send for shamans to break the curse. Advice. Button. We will not fall prey to this shamanistic ruse. Core status.
Oh dear,
Chief.
So we
Elgame.
Have bearded
Advisor.
Kiddies.
Elgame.
That's
Worships.
Not
Just
good.
Wait. The cows need to tend the fields. We can always raid next season. Elgame. Worships Jelana. Gustant. Advisor. Gustant. Worships. Beards are good. They are holy symbols of the Hanker MHY, the knowing god.
Yeah, this game does occasionally have quite some nice humour.
Gustant, John Rick, advisor, John Rick, worships, I feel sad for the children, but really, what great deed would help them? None. Advisor close, John Rick, worships, Yanyath, advisor, Yanyath, worships, all diseases and curses are sent by bad spirits, or enemy gods. Sometimes bad spirits do the bidding of mortal men.
Yeah.
Advisor, Yanyath, Derold, advisor, Derold, worships, this stinks of the cursed Lonesy.
Yeah, so it might be another clan who
Brangbane.
Got it in
Advisor,
for
Brangbane.
Us.
Worship goats have beards. Perhaps they are turning into goats. Brangbane. Worships Banta. Advisor close. The chalk conduct a divination. Button. Send for shamans to break the curse. The beard will fall out if we are paid. Advice. The beard. Send for shamans to break the curse.
Yeah, we've
Button.
Got enough goods. Let's see if we can fix it.
Shamans come and say, send for shamans to break the curse. Shamans come and say they will break the curse for the low price of 15 cows. Accept. Bargain with. Accept. Bargain with them. Button.
Let's bargain with them because that seems quite high.
Bargain with them. The lowest price they offer is 12 cows. Do you accept? Yes. Button.
Yeah, I think we're a bit stuck with this.
They smit. Bargain with them. They smeared foul-smelling ointments on the faces of the children, causing some of the younger ones to weep. They danced about and rolled on the ground. They then told the children to wash their faces in the creek. The shamans said the beards would not come back. They also said that the bad spirits who had caused the curse had been sent by shamans in the employ of the Lonesy. Done. Button. Cows minus 12. Mood plus. Advice.
Oh.
Mood plus. Cows minus 12.
Yeah, occasionally you get
Dumb.
A mood plus or a mood minus.
Cows minus 12. Mood plus.
And you get to
cows
know the consequences. So it's made our clan a bit happier, which is good.
Battle luck. Oath. Dimmed. Button,
so,
menu,
we have our shrine
button,
to human
menu.
Act. Now,
clan,
unfortunately,
war,
because
farming,
Vinga wasn't
button,
being cooperative,
magic, map,
we couldn't
button.
Get the Pathfinder blessing,
the
but I'm going to show you the map anyway, because this is one of the more complex parts of the game, and
menu,
since we're in
button,
sea
menu,
season, this
clan,
is the point
button,
to go exploring.
Sea season. Menu. Button. Unknown hex.
Now, I will try and explain the map. The map is made up of hexes, which are hexagons. And there are actually loads and loads and loads of these. Most of them are
unknown hex,
which means we haven't explored them, though a few of them are
unknown hex, unknown hex, unknown. Page 1 of 3, unknown hex, page 2 of 3.
A few of them explore are hex. Explored. Now, when you at the bottom right-hand corner, menu. Next to the menu button, is the menu. Explore button, menu. When you can button. Choose a party to go out and menu. Explore
button.
The land.
Explore.
And we're going to try that now. But before we try that, I want to tell you a bit about how the map is structured. The map is on 6 pages. You begin on page two on the eastern side. So if you think of it as a dice with a dice on its end, so the rows are 2x3 columns, we are on page 2-2, if you like. So, or the .5, if you were on a Braille keyboard. Now, to the north of us is page 1, and you can do that, and you can scroll these pages by swiping up, down, left, and right. So if we swipe to the north, we get...
Page 3 of 3.
We get to...
Page 2 of 3. Page 3 of 3.
We get to page 3.
Menu. Button. Bottom of screen.
And if
toggle
we
bottom of screen. Explore. Button. Page 3 of 3.
And if you swipe left and right, you can swipe between the east and west pages.
Button.
So, for example...
unknown hex. Page 3 of 3. Page 2 of 3.
So if we're on page 2 and we swipe to the left...
Page 2 of 3. Page 2 of 3. Unknown hex.
And we looked in the centre, we find
Kyrofin,
which is the sacred mountain. It's quite important to... go and explore there, but that's quite a ways off at the moment, so I don't think we're going to go in that direction this time. But it is very important, because sometimes you will be told to go in a specific direction, so it's usually a good idea to make sure you understand the map. So for example, if you want to go to the west, we are on the western page of where our Tula is now. We are on sort of page row 2, column 1, if you like, and that's where the sacred mountain Kyrofin is. So it's very important to remember direction in that respect.
Page 2 or 3.
Now,
menu.
If you...
Button.
Now,
menu. Unknown hex.
Another way of finding places is to use the item finder, and I'm just going to do that now. So if I triple click with two fingers... Sorry, it always...
Item choose. Table index.
Item chooser.
Search
sorry,
field.
Not item finder.
Item chooser. 8. Search field. Explored hex. Item chooser. 867.
Now, if we use
table
the
index.
Table
adjustable.
Index
explored
to
hex.
To...
Item chooser. 806. Table index. Adjustable. Headings. Vert. Navigation. Adjust value. K. Selected.
So if we go to K.
Kyrofin.
There
unknown
is...
hex.
And just flick right, there is Kyrofin. Now, that's very useful when you want to go to specific places,
Kyrofin.
But you're not going to particularly do that
Toggles
at the moment. And plus, that is not going to help you if you want to go in a specific direction. So it's very, very useful when you know where you want to go, because there are various places on the map to go, but it's less helpful if you just want to explore in a
menu.
Specific direction. So what I'm going to do now
bottom background menu.
Is I'm going to hit the... I'm
menu.
Going to actually
button.
Send a party out exploring.
Explore.
I'm going to hit the explore button.
Unknown hex.
And now we're going to...
Page 2 or 3.
Now, you have an exploration cross,
unknown
and if you double tap...
Send. Explored hex. Unknown hex. Unknown exploration cross. Explore unknown hex.
And interestingly
exploration
that
cross.
Exploration cross is actually currently on our Tula, on our land, if you like. And if we tap on that, we will actually be able to go and
explore
our own land. But I think we're going to go a little bit to the east, and I'm going to double tap on this hex over here, which is not a
send.
Long way off,
button.
And we're going to send
menu.
A party.
Explore, selected. Explore normally. Explore slope 30. Footman, 70. We have no weapon things. John Rick.
And we can choose who
toggle
goes.
John Rick. Button. John Rick. Toggle info. John Rick.
Now, John Rick is selected, but if we double-click on the leader's pick...
Choose. But filter. Combat. Adjustable. Custom. Leadership. Magic. Leadership. Custom. Combat.
Combat is default selected.
Parental. Wombs. Parental. Filter. Combat. Adjustable. Parental.
I think we're going to actually select...
Animals, fair, bargaining, but, combat, excellent, custom, but, leadership, very good, magic, but, worships, Elmo, parental, male.
Now, it's usually best not to send your ring, so I'm going to send him.
Dimmed. Dimmed. Who lets me choose, filter, choose, button, close, but send, but menu, but explore quickly, button,
now, you can
explore,
choose to explore
button,
normally
selected,
or explore...
selected. Explore normally.
You can choose to explore normally or explore quickly or slowly. Generally, the slower you explore, the more likely you are to find something, but the slower you explore, the more likely you are to
menu,
run into
button.
Something nasty. And since,
toggles
as I said,
menu.
We don't have that Pathfinder blessing, I'm going to leave it on normal.
Explore quickly. Button. Menu. Send. Button.
And we're going to send them off. And they will be back later to tell us what
menu.
They find.
Button. Menu. Season. Clan. War. Season. Clan. War. Fire. Season.
Now,
1331.
Now. Two things we haven't got to yet are the trade screen and the clan relations screen, which are actually remarkably similar.
Farming, map, button, magic, lore, relation, saga,
so
relations.
I think we're going to talk about clan relations.
Clan eagle,
now, if we go to clan relations, it is...
Eagle,
like the raid screen. We have our different
clans
on the right-hand side, the left-hand side of the screen.
And
we have a filter to adjust the clans. So,
alliances.
For example, if I
favors
set it to show
favors
due, who owes us a favor?
Heron, neighbor.
The herons
Cardavi,
do.
Neighbor. Barmandy, neighbor. Woodpecker, emissary. Woodpecker, Barmandy, Carda, Heron, neighbor.
Now, one of the aims of the game, as I said earlier, is to form a tribe and eventually become king of that tribe, and you've got to have some good friends to do that. So I think a good plan always is to try and form alliances with other clans. We start with a few alliances, but it's always good to have more. And I find the people who are more likely to be your allies are the people who owe you favours. So I'm going to send an expedition to the Heron
cows,
clan.
8 food, 300 cows, menu, clan filter, Heron, Silk, Cardavi, Woodpecker, Barmandy, neighbour. Heron, they're Silk, Cardavi, next Silk, Heron. They're known for their large cattle herd. Their chief has bonded us. They owe us a favour.
Yes, yeah, so there's the information on the Heron clan.
Select Cardavi, Barmandy, Woodpecker, Emmett, Edvard, menu. Butter cows, 8 food. Cows, 800 food. Pop goods, magic, 0. Weapon. Heron, then selected. Heron, card, barman, woodpecker. Pop your magic goods. Cap goods, advice, emissary. Button.
Now we click on the emissary button, and because we've already selected the Heron clan, they will be selected.
Goal, call on favor. Goal.
You can then select goal.
Call on favor.
You can call on that favor we owe, which is useful if you want food or cattle or something.
Ask for cattle.
We can.
Ask for food. Ask for info. Ask for magic.
Yeah, we can ask them for various things.
Demand tribute.
We can demand a tribute from them.
Selected.
Not
give
good.
Gifts.
We can give them some gifts, which always makes them feel better about us.
Propose alliance.
And that's what we're going to do.
Resolve feud. 50.
And we can try and resolve a feud.
Weapon things. 3. Adjustable. 5.
Yeah, let's send...
Goods. 16. Goods. 0. 15.
We're going to send them 15 goods worth of gifts. Generally, I find between 10 and 20 is a good gift.
16. 150 footmen. 5. 8. 11. Food, 30. We have no emissary. 300. Blacktail the bull.
Now, later on is the treasures we have, because we can send them a treasure. Now, treasures are special items you find in the game that do various things. And you always start off with Blacktail the bull. Some of them will improve your combat. Some of them will be useful for different events. They do all sorts of things. And if they will appear on this screen and also on the trade screen, which we will get to. But we're going to double tap on Blacktail the Bull, and it will tell us what he does.
Goods, 6, 1, footman, food, footman, 116, 1, food, 3, we have 3, selected, a really fine bull, who sires more calves than normal.
A really fine bull, so that's why our cows are good.
Selected,
Blacktail
the Bull.
Now, if we leave him selected, he will actually be given as a gift, but we don't really want to give away our prize bull.
Blacktail,
so,
advice, Blacktail the Bull.
So I'm going to deselect
advice,
him.
Advice, send,
and just send the goods instead. So I'm going to click on the send button.
The Heron were most pleased with the gifts I presented to them. The Heron were most pleased with the gifts I presented to them. As near as I could tell, they hold us in high esteem.
Yeah.
John Rick, mood plus, close.
So,
button.
Awesome, the Heron like us.
Preparation. We're being raided by the Gerundings.
Oh dear, the Gerundings are back for revenge.
They have 12 horsemen and 136 swordsmen. Luckily, our patrol spotted them, and all 16 weapon fiends met them, as well as 135 of the fit.
So they've come... They've come back for more, have they? Yeah, well, we've spotted them, probably thanks to that watchtower we built. And we are outnumbering them again.
Preparation. Magic. 0-0. Drive them off. Kill as many. Drive
now,
them off.
As when you're raiding, when you're being raided, you have various objectives. You can drive them off.
Kill as many as possible. Take captives. Survival. Tactics.
I'm going to leave it set on drive them off, I think.
Skirmish. Maneuver. Charge. Buck maneuver. Selected.
Now, maneuvering is always good on your own terrain, so we're going to have... We're going to give that a go, I think.
Charge. Evade. Proceed. Button. Gerald. The Jarandin charge ate us before we could reach advantageous ground.
Oh, dear.
There was an extended clash. Their battle magic was stronger than ours, but our courage was greater. We drove the Jarandins off, and their survivors left. The Jarandin charge ate... Gerald. The Jarandin charge ate us before we could reach advantageous ground. There was an extended clash. Their battle magic was stronger than ours, but our courage was greater. We drove the Jarandins off, and their survivors left without plundering our Tula. We captured 5 horses. With their careful attention, our auxiliaries kept 2 warriors from dying, and bandaged 1 of the wounded.
So, even though they actually should have won, because they charged when we manoeuvred, and even though they had stronger magic, we still beat them. I think because of those 2 points in war and the blessing from Humact.
Weapon fiends killed, 3 Gerundings, 0 hours. Weapon fiends wounded, 8 Gerundings, 0 hours. Footman killed, 23 Gerundings, 0 hours. Footman wounded, 64 Gerundings, 1 hours.
Right.
Close. Button.
So.
Frithorf, a visiting fame. Frithorf.
Oh, and
a
we
visiting
have
fame
event.
From the Grey Foxes. Gets up to entertain the clan with the story of Rutherkron and his chicken bride. Politely insists that he recite another tale, as we fear for the chicken. Button. Clapper encourages and ticks. Button. Take offense at his offer. Lewandis. Button. Advice. Info. Advice. Button.
Now, this is one of these cases where it can actually improve your relations with another clan or hurt them. Because, you know, he's come to tell us this supposedly humorous story. But obviously, if we boo him, his clan will probably not like us, and I think our advisors will agree with that.
We all could use a good laugh.
Huh. So
Cortardus, chief.
Our chief worships has a sense
Elgain,
of humour.
Advisor, Elgain, worships... I can't remember the whole thing. Elgain, worships Delanoroy. Gustant, advisor, Gustant, worships... It's an old story, but sometimes other clans will have new versions. Advisor closed. Gustant. John Rick. Advisor. John Rick. Worships. I've always liked this one. Especially the part about selling bacon to the pig. John Rick. Yanyuth. Advisor. Yanyuth. Worships. Do we trust him not to hurt the chicken? Yanyuth. Derold. Advisor. Derold. Worships. I forget parts of it, and could hear it again. Derold. Worships. Brangbane. Advisor. Brangbane. Worship. This will be a great test of how good a storyteller Frithorf is. It's a tricky tale to tell well. Of course, if you don't want his version, I can give it a go. Advisor
so
close.
Our clan are actually
politely insist that he recite another clapping encourages and tick. Take offense at his offer.
So our clan are actually quite pleased with it. So let's give it a go. Let's
Frithorf
see if
gave us a splendid clapping encourages and ticks. Frithorf gave us a splendid rendition of Rutherkron and his chicken bride, including the best imitation of a squealing hog we'd ever heard. Later, we heard that the Grey Foxes were amazed we would sit through it. Apparently, they considered Frithorf one of their worst storytellers. Dumb. Button. Mood plus. Advice. Button. Mood plus. Dumb. Button.
So that worked out well.
And Mangan.
So that worked out very well. Now,
menu button.
The last
top
thing
menu
to show you.
Season, clan, war, fire, map, magic, law, relation, saga, trade.
Now
saga,
there are a few
button,
more things
relation,
to show you.
Trade,
the first is the trade
switch,
screen. Now I'm not actually going to.
Weapon fanes, magic goods, 138 caravan button.
Now you can have a you can send a caravan to. This works a lot like the relation screen.
Neighbor.
You've got.
Trading partners.
Your clan, it'll initially show you your trading partners.
BTM
and
map
you
icon,
can,
exotic goods.
Hit
caravan.
The
button.
Button for a caravan.
Send to.
And you can.
Select Ilka Eagle.
This is
neighbor.
Very similar to the. To the relation
cows,
dialogue.
845.
Because
food,
you can.
Send food. Cal, we have bike, sell treasure. Button.
Because you can
30,
choose.
Buy horses. Sell horses.
Various
black-tailed
options. Bull. You usually are best choosing one. So, for example, you could sell horses and buy food.
Footman, treasures. Buy goods. Sell goods. 6. Large caps. Select small weapon things. Small caravan.
You don't actually
button.
Choose an amount on this. You just choose the size of your caravan. You can choose small, medium, or large.
Weapon things.
And obviously
buy food.
It will depend.
Button.
And you need to send some weapon thanes with you because your caravans will occasionally get attacked by bandits.
Sell food, caravan, buy cattle, sell cattle, John Rick.
Now, we're not
button.
Actually going to need to do this.
Send,
food, have,
we send,
are...
food, two, send, food, 234, cows, 845, advice, button, we have no caravans en route, advice, cows, close, send, population, food, 234.
Hmm, I don't know. We could probably do with some John more food. So I think we're going to...
Caravan size.
I think we're going to...
My food.
I think we're... Yeah, let's go and buy some food.
John Rick. Button. Advice.
Now, your advisors usually know which clans are good to send caravans
to. We should sell some trade goods and buy food.
Yeah, thanks.
Advisor Club Core Stardust. Elgame. Advisor. Elgame. Worships. This would be a good time to buy food. Advisor. Elgame. Gustant. Advisor. Gustant. Worships. How do we really know the other clans give us a fair price? Advisor. Gustant. Worship. John Rick. Advisor. John Rick. Worships. The Herony have the most cows. The oak trees have the most horses. The grey dogs have the most food. The Lonas. Advisor. Close.
So he says the grey dogs have the most
John Rick
food.
And Mangan. Black. Blue Jet. Brown Bull. Eagle. Ilkem. Select. Grey Dog.
So let's send a caravan to the grey dog.
Grey dog. Sell slash bar. John Rick. Sell cattle. Button. Buy cattle. Caravan size. Sell food. Button. Buy food. Checked. Weapons. Small caravan. Select. Large caravan. Selected. Large. Six. Large. Small caravan. Weapon things. 3, 5, 7.
Let's send
small caravan.
Seven
select.
Weapons.
Large. 16. Sell goods. Buy goods. But sell 16. Goal. John Rick. For. Goal. Send 2. Goal. John and Black. Blue Jet. Brown Boar. Sell goods. Buy good treasures. Footman. 5, 8, 11. Black tip, sell, buy horses. Sell horses, buy horse. 30, buy, sell, black tip, footman, treasures, buy goods, sell goods. Button,
we'll
sell goods.
Goods.
Close.
And,
close. Send.
Let's
button.
Send them off.
We need to find new warriors. The warriors of your clan come to complain. There are too few warriors now, says Bastocus, their spokesman. Our patrols are stretched too thin. We cannot protect all of the land, herds, and people, and the other clans know it. Normally we could train Carls to become weapon thanes, but none of the Carls are ready yet. We have to go outside the clan. Unless you find more warriors quickly, one of our foes will surely attack us. Act quickly to find new warriors, accept outlaws if necessary. Button, build their morale with an inspirational poem. Button, listen to them, but do nothing. Button.
Oh dear. So this is a less good event.
Send Farnan on a mission to find the best warriors
because,
available.
Because button. We have sent warriors out exploring and doing
take
various
take on new warriors
things.
Only as qualified candidates come forward. But advice. Button.
So let's see what our clan
the more time we spend looking, the better candidates we will find. Elgame. Gustant. Advisor. Gustant. Advisor. President does not... Yep, send take on John Rick. Yep, Derold. Advisor. Derold. Advisor. Some outlaws can fight. Sometimes that's why they're outlaws. They fight too well. Brangbane. At Core Stardust. Chief. Core Stardust. Chief. The more time we spend looking, the better candidates... Elgame. Gustant. Advisor. Gustant. Advisor. President does not forbid us from forgiving outlaws, but we must remember that most such people were outlawed for good reason. John Rick, Yanyuth, advisor, Yanyuth, advisor. Bad King Ergrain ignored the entreaties of his war leaders, who told him that his forces were too small to join the Battle of Candafand. This is why all the tales of the Ergraini are tales of woe. Derold, Brangbane, advisor. If we continue to ignore the demands of the warriors, they might remove their ancestral insignia. A weapon thing can give no greater rebuke to his ring. Course started, course. Advisor close.
So this is definitely something
warrior,
we need
to find new warriors, accept outlaws if necessary.
Do
button.
Something about. So let's actually try some outlaws because they might
Derold, act quickly to find new warriors, accept outlaws if necessary. Derold finds four local warriors and bandits. How many do you want to take on? 1, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let's have
four,
all of them.
Proceed. Button. Act quickly to find new warriors, accept outlaws if necessary. Gustant wants to question them all to see which ones are honest. Derold says that they might all balk if made to answer questions about their past. Do you let Gustant have it? Yes. But no. Advice. Button.
So he wants...
The more time we spend looking, the better cat... Advisor close. Act quick. Do you let Gustant? Yes. Button.
Yeah, let's make sure.
Act quickly to find... Gustant questioned them closely, and a hot-tempered Vingan persuaded them all to leave, lest they lose the freedom they had become accustomed to.
Oh dear.
Done. Button.
That didn't
your explorers
go...
Encounter a, your explorers encounter a woman from Hitland while mapping the east.
That didn't go so well, unfortunately. Never mind. We will go and recruit some more warriors later.
Your explorers encounter a woman from Hitland while mapping the east. Her name is Nalindia, and she is fleeing from her homeland. I slew an agent of the Pharaoh, who sought to tell chosen Orlanthi chieftains how to interpret the laws of our people. Although my act was just, and supported by the spirits of our ancestors, the leaders were too afraid of the Pharaoh to stand up for what is right. They outlawed me, and sent pursuers to kill me. I think I have outdistanced my pursuers, but would be lying if I said I was sure of that. The explorers were moved by her words, and brought her here, suggesting that you should give her asylum. Adopt her as a weapon thane in the chief's household. Button. Adopt. Give her hospitality.
Ah.
See her on her way with gifts. Turn her away. Advice. Button.
So
we have proven ourselves to the people, who love and trust us. We can afford to decide the way we want to decide.
So we...
Core Stardust. Advisor. Core Stardust. Elgame.
So we have
advisor.
This lady who's
button.
Fallen foul of the Pharaoh who's asking for asylum.
Elgame. Work. The people admire her. Advise Elgame. Gustant. Advisor. Gustant. Worships. The people will feel insulted if we give her too little, but impoverished if we give her too much. Gustant, worships John Rick. Advisor, John Rick, worships Isaries. Current advisor, male. John Rick, Yanyeth. Advisor, Yanyeth, worships. Do we really need another weapon, Thane? Yanyeth, Derold.
Yes, I think you do, lady.
Derold, worships by all means. Adopt her and honor her as a great foe of the hated Pharaoh. Advisor, Derold, worships Elmal. Current
now,
advisor,
Derold worships Elmal, who is advisor, the war,
adopter as a weapon,
most
the
warlike of gods. So let's, let's actually adopt her and see what comes.
Adopt her as a weapon, Thane, in the chief's house. The people adopt her as a, the people were proud to see a foe of the Pharaoh honored in such a fashion.
Awesome.
Done. Population done. Button. Trading partners. BTN map by exotic black rock. Menu. Cows 845. Food 640. Population 707. Goods 101. Menu.
Now
button.
I'm going
menu.
To
see clan war. Earthsea farm map. Magic lore. Magic map. Farming. Earth season war. Clan. Button.
Now because I think we are
population. That navigate farmers population farm weapon hunters the clan mood is content farm weapon thanes
now I think because I think we probably
weapon
do need
11 from out 15 from 11 weapon thanes recruit weapon thanes 11 adjustable headings that now adjust value 13 15 15 from out offer weapon thane dismiss give parting gifts advice recruit
yeah button. Let's recruit some more weapon thanes
we were able to raise for weapon thane proceed
great button. Okay. Oh.
Our caravan is back from the Grey Dogs. We traded 40 cows worth of goods for 92 bushels of food. The Grey Dogs have about the same number of cows that we do. John Rick, close.
Fantastic.
We have too few farmers to care for our herds and fields properly. We should recruit more. If we had a shrine to Banta, our farmers could use its blessing to work harder.
Okay.
Yanyeth. We have too few farmers. Close. Button. Advice. Button. Devotees of Adela, the hunting god.
Okay, those were a couple of events, and we've got one more event that comes up here.
Devotees of Adela, the hunting god, seek your aid. Game has been getting scarce of late, and we blame it on the depredations of Gagath, god of the wild hunt, the left-blowing wind, who delights in fighting others of the storm tribe. Konoka, the greatest among us, wishes to enter the realm of the gods to bring back the game that Gagath has scared away. Our cult is small, and we need the support of others if Konoka is to succeed. Lend them a treasure. Button. Refuse them. Button. Sacrifice to Adela on their behalf. But send worshippers to the ceremony. Advice. Button. Most of the Adela worshippers in Dragon Pass are of the Barmandi clan, who are our friends. They will understand if we do not involve ourselves in this dangerous enterprise. Elgain. Gustant. Advisor. Gustant. Advisor. The sagas are full of stories in which a hero quest goes wrong, and the worshippers are harmed. They also tell of successful hero quests, in which the worshippers are richly rewarded. John Rick. Yanyeth.
So,
advisor.
We
button.
Have...
Yanyeth. Advisor. We can't afford a sacrifice.
So we have a hero quest that needs doing. So we have someone who wants to attempt a hero quest.
Advisor.
And we need to decide whether we attempt
advisor.
And send worshippers
in which a hero quest goes.
Now, hero quests are, as I said, where someone goes to the realm of the gods to enact some of the gods' myths. And we'll talk about that in a moment. So that is what this chap is trying to do, and he wants some help. So I think... Though there is a chance of it going wrong, I think we'll give it
a... Lend them a treasure. Refuse them.
Well, I don't want to give up my treasures.
Sacrifice to Adela on their box. Send worshippers to the ceremony.
So I think we will send some worshippers.
Send how many? One. Adjust 49. 97. 49.
Yeah, let's send 50.
470. Proceed.
I don't think we want to send the whole clan, but we'll send
Send worshippers to the... How many? Send worship. The ritual was held not long after, on the ritual grounds of the Barmandi clan. 49 of our people went there to lend their worship. Kalika entered the realm of the gods and met Gagath. She did not defeat him, but won from him an agreement not to vex us, at least for a while.
So, not a complete win, but not a loss either.
But mood plus. Dumb. Button. Population. This is a balanced clan.
Now,
menu.
The last
button.
Thing I'm
menu.
Going to show
season,
you.
Clan, war.
The last
season, farming, map,
two
button,
things
magic,
I'm going to show
lore,
you are.
Saga. Button.
The.
Trade. Saga. Release. Lore.
The lore screen and the saga screen. Now,
Unact
the lore
champion,
screen
myth, history and
has
culture.
Various headings, which are various myths, so.
How things began. The sword story. Details. The contests. Details. The storm age. Details. The making of the storm tribe.
So these all have various myths associated with them. Now, the reason some of them say details and some of them don't is that some of them, these, the making of the Storm Tribe, Humact the Champion, Isaries the Conciliator, and a couple of others, are actually hero quests. And that, those are myths where a member of your clan, as I said, goes into the realm of the gods to try and recreate the myth. And they tend to work like the events in the game, like a sort of game book style event, but they are immensely difficult and they do have a chance of going wrong, but you do need to complete several of them to finish the game. And the way you the thing is, though, you don't. The reason they don't have details beside them is that our clan currently doesn't know the details of those stories, and we can't attempt the hero quest without the details. You get those details by sacrificing to the gods for mysteries.
Hankame finds the truth. Orlanth and Iroka, details.
Now, that one, Orlanth and Iroka, because our main god is Orlanth, we already know the details of it, so if I just tap on
Orlanth
that...
Orlanth and Iroka drought strikes the land, so Orlanth seeks out Iroka, a dragon summoned by the watery blue tribe. Orlanth slays Iroka, releasing the ring god healer from the dragon's valley.
There is the...
drought. Details.
So there is a little overview, but if I click on the details button...
Orlanth and Iroka, there came a time when the rich splendor which Ernolda had given to Orlanth began to fade and dwindle. This troubled the god and he sought to learn the cause. Only one person is doing this, said Ernolda, but I have refrained from telling you, dear husband, because I know that you honor kinship so much. I would never wish to aggravate an already bad situation. The world is poorer for your silence, said Orlanth. Our own people suffer and go hungry. Tell me, good wife, at your command, O husband, I will instigate strife. Your nephew is the cause of our woe. He is drying my yields and starving the world. His name is Daga, the son of Malan. Close.
There is the full-scale story.
The sword story. The storm menu.
The clan.
Button.
And as I said, the saga
clan,
screen
war.
Is
button.
Very important
Earth
because
season,
you
farming,
will find
map,
yourself
button.
Needing to reenact those various myths.
Magic, lore, relations, saga.
Now, the button. Last screen we're going to look at is the saga
lore,
screen.
1329.
The way this works is there are
1331. The gods talk has thought
there are various
dark river,
years.
Email. One menu. 1000 email. But dark river.
We are
selected.
Dark river
1330. Selected. 1331. Dark river. Email. Button. 1331. The gods talk has thought there would be few mosquitoes. We suffered a curse, and our children, both boys and girls, began to grow beards. We sent
so this will tell you what has gone on that year.
1329.
The previous year.
1330.
1330.
Dark
last
email.
Year.
1330. Restore. Restore. Button.
You can restore
menu.
Your game to the start
restore.
Of that year
button.
If your things have gone completely wrong.
Menu. Restore. Button. Menu. But, 1330, the gods talk has predicted many piglets would be born this year. We learned that a local peach was sacred to Arthur, a granddaughter of Inkut. We began annual sacrifices to her. All of our gods talkers of an order had visions of deep secrets of the earth. Some were frightened, but they all seemed wiser. Afterwards, many people began to refer to our valley as the Arthur Vale. The pharaoh's sorcerers came
so
to us looking for
tell you about what you've
a large
done,
term
and
which
you can
restore.
Even...
Menu. Button. Restore. One for email. Dark
email.
Email
the
button.
Saga to someone, or indeed to yourself, if you want a record, if you've got mail activated on your iPhone, which is very
menu.
Useful.
Button. Menu. Caesar. Clap. War. Earth season.
Now, we're not going to continue. Before we wrap this up completely, I'm just going to go through the questionnaire you get when you start the game, and I'm just going to tell you a bit about the various choices and some little tricks to do with them that you might find
farming,
useful.
Map, magic, law, relation, sign, trade, controls.
We're going to go
button.
To the controls screen.
King of 2. Copyright 9. Background design. Background music. Button.
Yeah, the background music really is awesome. Actually, I think I'm just going to...
Background music.
Yes, that is the music for Earth Season. Yeah, the music really
background
is
music.
Good, and as I said, I would very much recommend playing with it on.
Design. David Dunham, Greg Stafford, Robert. Background. Copyright. Night. Back. Adventure music.
Yeah, adventure
button.
Music.
Sound effects. Checked. New game. Button.
Now we're going to choose the new game option.
Really quick. Are you cancel? Are you sure you want to quit this game and start a new one? You won't cancel. New game. Button.
So we're going to choose the new game.
Info. Button. Play.
Now,
button.
You start with these two buttons, play and info. Info will tell you a bit about the game and let you also read the manual, which I do recommend doing because it has a lot of important information on, but it is a bit dense. There is a lot to take in when you first play, which is one reason I'm recording this little podcast overview of things. And that is also why I'm going to go through this little clan history beforehand and tell you a bit about the different choices you get.
Continue. There once was a time when gods and people walked the earth together. Your clan traces its ancestry back to those times. Your clan history begins when you joined the forces of the storm god Orlanth. Back then, Orlanth was simply one of many upstart, rebellious gods bent upon conquest of the world. Orlanth's unique contributions at that time were personal honor, and a close kinship to the other deities who seemed to be on the winning side. Continue. Button. Skip. Continue. Button. After many tribulations, adventures, and discoveries, Orlanth proved himself worthy of marrying Ernolda, the Earth Mother. The two formed the marriage ring, and created a great harmony in the world through this sacred bond. Your clan took part in the wedding ceremony. Most clans either wooed with Orlanth, or learned a secret from Ernolda. A few clans stood with Elmal, god of horses and the sun, as an honor guard. How did you prepare for the great marriage?
Now, this is the first choice you need to make. You need to decide which of three gods is your clan's sort of principal god. If you have a chief of that principal god on the ring, you'll get a point of extra magic, and you'll also have details of that god's hero quest and have to perform it throughout the game. Your choices are...
Your men and women donned gleaming armor and stood guard with Elm. Your men whooped, your women withdrew, your men whooped with Orlanth.
You can choose Orlanth, who, I think he's probably the easiest choice, because most of your neighbors are also Orlanthi, and you don't get many bad sort of events that crop up if you're an Orlanthi clan.
Your men and women donned gleaming armor and stood guard with Elmol, to protect Elmol the celebrants from Orlanth's many enemies. Button.
Elmol is the sun god, and he gives blessings to do with horses and to do with blessing crops with the sun, and also of battle. He's quite a battle-orientated deity. Now, he's not necessarily a good... he does make the game harder. I think the Elmol game is a much harder game, because you get various events that crop up, and also you can't put as much magic into crops. It's a sort of less balanced choice.
Your men, your women withdrew with Ernolda and learned a list of names, which they promised not to repeat to the men.
Right.
Button.
If you choose Ernolda, the Earth Mother, you will end up with sort of more... Well, you will end up being a clan who sort of has more favour of the Earth, and you will end up being having better crops and more children and things like that. So that's quite a good choice to make as well. But as I said, I think Orlanth is probably the easiest.
Your men
whooped
with your men and women donned gleaming armor. After your men whooped with Orlanth. The healing of Orlanth. Orlanth's struggle to remake the world was just beginning, and many other gods joined him in it. Orlanth fought Yelm the Bright Emperor, and undertook many wars of conquest. Other, more peaceful deeds were just as important. Your earliest famous event was the healing of Orlanth.
Now, you can choose which was the most sort of significant event to your clan, and this gives your clan a bit of a bias in play.
Giving the
members of your ring more stats, or giving your clan a better start in, well, a better propensity for doing something.
The healing of Orlanth.
So the healing
of
Orlanth.
Goddess Jelena rejoined Orlanth's tribe. Button.
There, the healing of Orlanth. That will give you, obviously, more healthy people, and will make make your clan leaders better at magic, I believe, though I'm not sure. And it starts you with an extra blessing of Chelanna Aroy, the healing goddess.
The 100-day hunt, when Orlanth and his son Adela track the Sky Bear. Button.
That will give you more combat and leadership.
Jested Settlement, where Orlanth and Isaris, the talking god, outwitted foreign deities in a difficult negotiation.
That's a good one. That will give you more bargaining.
The Procession of the Animals, where your older the cow mother led the sacred herds into Orlanth's stead. Button.
That will give you better animals.
When Banda, son of Orlanth and Ernolda, learned of harnessing oxen to plow. Button.
That will improve your plants, and indeed your animals as well, but especially your plants.
When Lankar Mhy, the knowing god, learned how to use a marking bone, which could mark signs of power upon anything. Button.
That will give you more custom magic.
When Pella, the pottery goddess, made the first pot to store grain in. Button.
Now that's actually my favourite choice, because that will give you more goods each year and a better trade market. And the thing is, all of the other things are things that you can do with improved blessings. So you can with goods, but if you have the goods to start with, you can really start building your fortifications and building your shrines and sacrificing to the gods and giving gifts to other clans. You know, goods are very helpful to have in this game.
When Roydina, Lady of Dance, first did the clan-making dance. Button.
That will... the clan-making dance option will give you better leadership. That's another good one to have, because in the end, it is your leadership skill which affects... things like how well your clan can become head of the tribe and how well your chief can become king of the tribe eventually. So that's quite an important choice to have.
Orlanth succeeded in remaking the world. Thus began the golden era called the Storm Age. Orlanth Sunvinkert was a famous warlord during this time. Most people in the area were his followers. He introduced new principles, such as the rule of hospitality, which said that after you invited people into your steads, you could not attack or harm them. Thus was much treachery banished from Orlanthi society. Men who would not have survived agreed to his new ways in order to gain his protection. He was a great organizer, and helped the many scattered people form into new clans and tribes. Your clan was one of those aided by King Vinkert. After you proved yourselves robust and capable of survival, Vinkert placed a remnant people under your protection. They were the Nordabin, or stick farmers. You had a choice whether to make them into thralls, slaves, or adopt them as members of your clan. How did you add these
So, now we can decide how our clan handled the stick farmers. In our ancient times. And this is one of these choices where if you go against it, your ancestors will be unhappy with you and you will lose quite a lot of your clan magic. So whatever you choose here, you want to stick to. So if, for example, you choose
as
to...
Rules. Button.
adopt the stick farmers as thralls, you will be expected to take thralls throughout the game. And if sort of refugees come to you asking for aid, you will be expected to make them thralls.
Land succeeded in as adopted family.
Whereas if you use that option, the adopted family, if you adopt refugees, you will get positive effects from your ancestors. Whereas if you take thralls, you'll get negative ones. I personally think it's better not to have thralls, because though they do work in the fields and increase the number of farmers, they will annoy other clans if you make their people into thralls. And they're not easy to get in battle anyway, even with there is a treasure that helps, but they're not particularly easy to get. So I'm not as much a favour of keeping thralls myself.
Vesmina, what the foes of the Vinkertlings were many, and your people fought hard against them. Which one of them in particular did you fight? Bostakang the Troll?
Now you have to choose your ancient enemy. Now, the interesting thing about your ancient enemy is all of these are races that you will encounter as you explore the map as your game goes on.
The foes of the Vinkert, Bostakang the Troll Lord. Button.
The trolls you run into very, very often. There are lots of them. If they don't like you, they will keep raiding you and you'll keep being attacked by them. They're fairly easy to beat, but they attack a lot.
Akagra, King of the Basmili Beastmen. Button.
The Beastmen are quite scary because they are very, very tough. They don't attack as often as the trolls, but they will come up. Also, you have some quite important alliances with Beastmen that you will run into later on, so I wouldn't recommend annoying them too much.
Chinkismore, the Elf Warlord.
The elves don't actually fight you directly, but they can do nasty things to your crops and your forests, and you get nasty events that crop up with the elves occasionally involving those. So they're a very different foe to fight, because you won't find them on raids.
Tarda the Green, champion of the flatland called Prax.
The Praxans aren't that hard to deal with in terms of military, but Prax you will find on the map. It is actually just one page below your starting page. It's on page 3-2, if you like, or .6 if you're looking at it in a braille cell. And you can go to Prax and you can get various bonuses if your exploring party goes to the land of Prax. So, you know, they're not as hard to deal with as some of the others, like the trolls or the beastmen, but you do sort of risk missing out on various bonuses if you end up in Prax.
Vesmina, Warlord of the Ice Tribe. Button.
Now, Warlord of the Ice Tribe. Now, that's actually one of my favourite events, because though they will attack you with a blizzard, you will get a blizzard and some of your cattle will be attacked. But, on the other hand, they don't sort of come up at other times or get on your nerves at other points in the game. There is also a distinct advantage to choosing them, because you can actually go and raid other clans in dark season, whereas normally you can't. Normally it's you're told there's too much snow and ice to do that, which gives you an extra opportunity to go and give your enemies what for. So I would actually recommend choosing the ice demons as your ancestral enemy.
The storm may continue. The storm age ended in disaster, when the gods and creatures of chaos came and destroyed nearly everything. Olanth and his allies fought hard, but chaos almost always won. Many gods died, and new ones rose to prominence. Many people died, too. Catastrophe shook the world, the sunfall, the rain of blood, and the terrible laughing tsunami. The darkness got so bad that even Olanth and his companions had to abandon humans to their own destiny. Only a few deities, either small ones or weak ones, remained. The world stagnated and died. Your clan was diminished to a ragged handful of hardy survivors. Continue. Button.
Oh dear.
Here the king. War. But here the king was a leader who emerged amid the turmoil of the darkness. The efforts of Hirt and his companions helped set the world in order again. He created the laws that we follow to this day. One of the great distinctions which Hirt discerned among his clans was that some of them tended towards either peace or war, while others maintained a balance between these two principles. Which kind was your clan?
As I said, peace clans can put more magic into crops and herds and trade and things. War clans put more magic into war and have stronger warriors. I personally think balanced is the best option. Peace is a little more difficult, but war is actually quite hard to fight, because particularly later in the game you will actually get to a point where you will be doing less warring on other clans and more diplomacy and trade. So I would personally not recommend playing a war clan until you're more experienced with the game.
Finally, the sun rose again. while the rest of society work to protect themselves, find food, or otherwise just survive, the first priests work to re-establish links with the ancient deities. With a new harmony between people and deities, the world was slowly improved. Once the awakening process had begun, it got easier and went quicker as the gods woke each other, too. Who was the first deity which your clan helped to awaken?
Now, whichever god you choose here as the first god your clan sort of gave homage to, you will start with either a shrine to them or a temple if you choose your main deity. So if we chose Orlanth here, we would end up with a temple and two blessings going.
None. Our ancestors are good enough.
Yeah, you can choose your ancestors and you end up with a shrine to your ancestors, but to be honest, I don't find shrines to ancestors that useful. Your ancestors can do some very handy things, particularly answering questions and divination. But I don't find their sort of permanent blessing quite as helpful, so I wouldn't recommend them.
None. We Elmore, the loyal thane, but Urex, the storm, Adela the hunter, an order, the mother god Orlanth, the father, Isaries, the talking, Ohanka Mhy, the knowing, Chalalaroy, the healing goddess, your order, the Kamava.
Yeah, there are various options here. It just depends on what you want to go for. You know, Isaries will help you in trade. Ankamai will help you in diplomacy. Chalanaroi will let your people be more healthy for a bit. Orlanth is a bit of a mix. He will let you help you in battle, and his rain will help your plants to grow. So it's just a matter of choosing which sort of blessing you want. I personally like choosing either Orlanth, Irolda, or Isaries at this point in the game, but your mileage may vary depending on your sort of strategy.
Hanker MH Isaries, Orlanth, an order, the mother goddess, button. Orlanth, Isaries, Chalalaroi, your order, the
Kamava. Let's have more cows.
Things have been different since the dawn. 1300 years ago, Orlanth and the other gods retreated from the world, leaving it to mortals. You can still contact them through ritual and sacrifice, or enter their realm by reenacting stories about their deeds, which contain great magic, but they no longer walk beside you. When you settled in a new place, you marked this great change in the world by naming your land not after a god, but after a mortal like yourselves. You called it Heardland, in honor of a king who taught you how to survive during the darkness. Continue. Button. About 600 years ago, a dragon approached you, in either its own form or that of a human with a dragon soul inside it. The dragons had always been hostile, or at the very best utterly uncaring. Orlanth was always the dragon slayer. You had to choose whether to believe it and cooperate and learn to do what dragons know, or whether to maintain neutrality. What was your attitude towards the dragons?
Now, this, again, is one of these choices where your ancestors can get hacked off with you if you take the wrong option. So,
hostile. We would never believe a dragon.
So, for example, if you decide to be hostile and then you go and make peace with dragons or dragonutes, which are sort of humanoid dragon kin, then you will end up getting hit with a big magical whammy by your ancestors. So, I think, the easiest option...
Neutral.
Is,
we didn't go along. Button.
Either neutral or positive. Positive can get you some quite interesting stuff, but neutral means you're not going to be sort of hassled and can treat dragons reasonably well. Bear in mind, the dragons, if you're too hostile to a race like the dragons, they can actually wipe you all out, so you do need to be quite careful with this.
Continue. Most of the people who said yes to the dragons moved to Dragon Pass, a land to the north of your home. You stayed in Heardland, and it is a good thing, too. For a little over 200 years ago, the dragons rose up and ate everyone who lived in Dragon Pass. They ate the Orlanthi along with all of the other foolish human dragon friends. For a long time, no humans went to Dragon Pass. They were sure that the dragons would eat them, too. Continue. Button. Recent events made you think twice about the abandoned land of Dragon Pass. A generation ago, a usurper who called himself a pharaoh came to Heardland and started a civil war. Your clan broke into disputes, sometimes violent, about whether to support the pharaoh. In the end, your group of dissidents decided it would be better to risk the dangers of Dragon Pass than to stay and kill your own kin, the greatest sin an Orlanthi can commit. Those unable to live under the pharaoh would move northward to Dragon Pass. People of similar beliefs from other clans had already made the same decision, and settled there. So you made a new clan, just as your ancestors had done in the days of King Heard. Continue. Button. Your new clan made the dangerous trek to Dragon Pass and selected a place to live. Like the other Orlanthi refugees from Heardland, you settled in Quivinaland, a mountainous area in the southeast of Dragon Pass. You would call these lands your home, Ortula. Tradition required you to make a formal land claim. How much land did you claim?
Basically, the more land you've got, the more sort of land you've got for your population to grow into and for your cattle to graze and so on, but the easier it will be for your enemies to come and sneak up and steal your cattle.
As much as we needed. No more. Button. More than we needed. To grow into. Button. Lots more than we would probably need. Button.
So I would recommend...
Huge tracts. Far more than needed. Button.
So I would recommend one of the middle two options. Either more than we needed or...
Lots more than we would probably need.
More than button. We would probably need. I don't think going with the huge tracts land is a good idea.
More than we... Lots more than we would... Your clan history. To prepare for the marriage of an Organdal land. Your men would drink
get
with
a little review of everything you've done.
Restart.
And you get choice
button
to...
Restart. Your clan long game. But clan name. Genstally. Clan name.
You get the choice to play or to restart.
Genstally.
You
text
can
field.
Rename your clan.
Double tap to edit.
The game will pick a default name for you, and it has a number of names for all Anthe clans, but I like to pick my own name. So,
Your clan history. Long game. Short. Hard. Clan. Genstally. Text field. Text field. Is editing. Gen. More. Numbers. Dictate. Double.
Dark flame.
Thinking. Inserted dark plane.
Oops.
Clan. Text field. Is editing. Dark plane. Insertion point at start. Insertion point at delete. Dark plan. N. A. L. Capital P. Capital D. Capital S. Capital A. Capital Cap. Capital Cap. Cap. Capital D. Capital F. Capital F. U. H. K. L. L. A. A. V. B. N. M. M. E. E. Clan text victory condition.
Knight, now you need to choose whether
for
you're playing...
For main king for difficulty. Normal. Fairly hard. Short game.
Whether you're
selected
playing a short
button
game or a long game. In the short game...
Text field. Victory condition. Forge a tribe and remain king for 10 years. Done. Clan dark. Forge difficulty. Normal. Fairly hard.
Whereas
short long game.
In the long
button
game,
long
your
game
victory
clan
condition
victory
is...
Become the first king of Dragon Pass.
Become the first king of Dragon Pass. Now bear in mind, short is a very relative term. A short game can often take about 10 or 12... 10, 12, 16, 18 hours to play. And a long game even longer. In some ways... So I would recommend trying the short game before the long game. But bear in mind, short is relative. Yes, once you pick up King of Dragon Pass, you're not going to want to put it down.
Difficulty normal. Selected.
And you then
button
choose your difficulty.
Fairly hard. Button.
Use normal,
button,
fairly hard, or hard. Don't go near the harder difficulties until you're very sure of the game, because this game can be very tough.
Short game, long game, your clan has to restart play.
And
button
then you can hit play. And we are back on that same screen where we started, where it tells you about your trek to Dragon Pass. There is my, well, not actually so brief introduction to King of Dragon Pass, which is this game for the iPhone that I've been absolutely obsessed over for the past few days. It is an amazing game. It has story. It has more sort of history and mythos than you can shake a stick at. It requires very, very extensive thinking. It requires you to get into the same sort of mold as this Orlanthe way of thinking. You can't really just think what would be best to do in the game or what would be the most sort of ethical option. You really do have to think differently in the game. But it is one of the best games I've ever played. And I'm not sort of exaggerating on that. It is absolutely fantastic. And I would recommend it to absolutely everybody. And I hope this introduction has helped you get a handle on the game and shown you a few, given you a few new ideas if you already play it. And thank you very much for listening, and I'm sure I will be back with another casting of the pod in the future. Goodbye.